Airin' Out Radio. It's Airin' Out Radio. It's Airin' Out Radio.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. Let's hear it out radio. Pinging up the stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stag and we stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I think y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heckler. She put in mad words, but she stay on our promo. Hating on us, now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition, tell me if you see it. We talk it like we live it. Walk it like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Net for the Air It Out callers. Air It Out listeners, y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers, we stay on some new shit, listen real close, kudos to the host, I propose a toast, the history, it's really about to happen, we really make moves, y'all stick to rapping, respect is in order, the border been crossed, got the UK spitting them long distance balls, we show love, and y'all show love back, 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max, we do that on the regular, shit don't change, every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane, help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really saying something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net, huh?
Air It Out Radio is at your fire. What's going on? What's going on? Welcome to another Monday. We are on 10 to 1. I know y'all like, bitch, what happened to your music? Well, it's coming. You know how blog is. Oh, I ain't even going for it today. So, anyway, hopefully we won't have one of those crazy-ass days, you know, how we had, like, the last couple weeks. But anyway, for those that don't know, I'm at your fire. For those that's tuning in for the first time and, you know, trying to get the feel of the show and seeing if they like it, blah, 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 all that good stuff. Like I said, I'm Mad Chick Fired, Brown Skin Huffa, and y'all can hit up the website, airitoutradio.net, or y'all can hit up. Here we go. I'm about to throw some music on for y'all. Hopefully that'll work. There y'all go. All right, so like I said, for those that don't know, you can hit up the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. And you can also hit me up on Twitter at Air It Out Radio. And y'all can hit me up on Facebook, Air It Out Radio. Whatever, sociable. Honestly, the one on Air It Out Radio for the Facebook page is kind of filled up. So y'all might have to hit me on my Pillow Talk in session. And that's spelled with a P-E-L-L-O-W in session. All right, so y'all can always hit me up there. Or, like I said, hit me up on Twitter. Doesn't matter. I'll respond. Shout out to everybody that's on Twitter that's hitting me up. If you hit me up during the show, I'll try to shout you out and all that good stuff. So, in case y'all didn't hear me the first time, Air It Out Radio on Twitter. All right? Shout out to all the Air It Outers that's tuning in. I see some new people on here. Some newbies. Shout out to all the newbies. Please have patience on the line because, you know, this show is crazy nuts, and it does tend to drag out more for 3 hours for those that didn't know, 10 to 1. And you just got to have patience. People don't realize that the lines open up at 9:45. So that means that at 9:45, there are people that's waiting already. So if you're just calling in at 10 o'clock, yeah, you're going to be in for a wait. And you figure out, let people talk for maybe like 2 minutes or whatever, air out their promo, and then we go into their song. So that's probably about 6 to 7 minutes per person. So you add it up, and that's how you wind up being on hold so long. Okay? So, anyway, let's get to my events, current events. January 14th, Saturday, 1 to 5, is the Air It Out Radio Tour. Okay? And if y'all have not ever been to the tour yet, please go to YouTube, Air It Out Radio, and Google it, and see what's popping over there so y'all can see the activities that go on. It is a free event for those that didn't know. So it's free videos, pics, interviews. It's all free. Now, just added to this is, okay, Tommy Brown. Shout out to him, Tommy Brown from Headbangers Entertainment. He'll be there doing some videotaping for Comcast and Verizon Fios. All right? So if y'all want to pay the extra $15 to be on TV and it's going to air a couple times throughout the week, y'all are welcome to do that. Okay? That's $15. All right? 15, you know, however you want to break it up. 5 ones, the $10 bill, whatever the case is. Okay? Break it down. 15 bucks. Need that. All right? So, shout out to Tommy Brown for giving me the opportunity to, like, you know, give y'all the opportunity to air yourselves out on national TV. Comcast, that's major, y'all, for those that didn't know. So, if y'all want that extra exposure, it's already going to be on, you know, my Facebook and Twitter. And those that don't know, I'm crazy on Facebook and Twitter. You know, that's going to be a lot of promo for y'all. All right, shout out to Ricky Knight and Wait a Minute. Those are my two partners in crime on Batcave 2.0. That's on Tuesdays, 12 to 3, 91.7 FM. Y'all can always check out that website at Batcave2PoinT0.com. All right, and if y'all don't know, check my tweets out and check out Batcave, Batcave2P0 on Twitter, and y'all can find out all the information y'all need to know. Whatever the case is, I post a lot of stuff, so it's somewhere in my tweets, all right? And if you don't know, hit me up on Twitter, Aaron Out Radio, and I'll give y'all all the info. Shout out to everybody on the That Work Reverb, you know, mixtape, That Work for Batcave 2.0. That's crazy. DJ Wait a Minute went in, and he did his thing. If y'all need to hit him up for some mixtapes, make sure y'all hit him up. He's very reasonable. He'll work with you and all that good stuff. So shout out to him for that, all right? If y'all need any edits, please hit up Machete King on Facebook. Machete King, just the way it sounds. One track is $7 and five is $25. So hit him up. He got all that. And he's pretty quick, so he'll get it back to you as soon as you give him back his money. Okay? Hit him up with that dough, and he'll get you the tracks. And he'll, matter of fact, he'll even send them in for you. Okay? So, and it doesn't necessarily have to be Batcave stuff. It could be any radio, you know, submission. So hit him up, like I said, Machete King on Facebook or Twitter, and he'll do them edits for you, okay? Shout out to everybody. Shout out to my guest that's going to be on Batcave 2.0, Victoria, Rome, and Banks. All right? So shout out to them. They're going to be on Batcave 2.0. And like I said, that's tomorrow night, 12 midnight. All right, technically it's Wednesday, but you know what it is. Shout out to my Batcave fam, all that stuff. Tonight, we have Golden Girl. All right, you know, she used to be on Power 99 FM. We're going to get all up in her business. She's going to be sliding through a little bit later, and we're going to find out, you know, what's been good with her. You know, is she still on radio? Yada, yada, yada. You know, I got a couple questions here for her. She told me I could pretty much ask her whatever, so I'm going to, you know, kind of go in a little bit. So, you know, if she doesn't want me to answer certain things, you know how I'm going to definitely skim over that. But anyway, shout out to Golden Girl. I hope she's tuning in now. She's listening in. And, one more thing. The Pole Olympics, okay? Shout out to Trizzy and Angel for giving me the opportunity to be one of the judges at the Pole Olympics. This is the first annual Pole Olympics. I was at the Arts Garage on 1533 Ridge Ave, all right? It's the 19th of January, 8 to 10. They got toy demonstrations, raffles, drink specials. Me and Tone Trump will be judging. And it's another young lady. I forget her name, but she'll be there as well. Trizzy will be hosting. And like I said, it's brought to you by Angel and Angel Pole Fitness, Toy Express, and shout-out to Vixen, all right? Shout out to the Have Nots and Blood Money and Team Heat, Jay Griff, Kay Walker, and Brandon Melanie. They always hit me up, and a couple of them were some newbies. So I'm trying to give the newbies a little bit of shout outs here and there too. All right, tonight's topic is could you be with somebody that is about to run for president? All right, now I want you to really think about this question because, you know, y'all think it sounds so cool, but y'all don't understand the seriousness behind it. You know what I mean? When you're with somebody that is running for president, I mean, you got to be straight up and down. They're going to dig all up in your past. They're going to be all up in your business. Every little thing you do is going to be documented. And, I mean, they're going to be all in your shit. So every time you go anywhere, pictures, photographs, I mean, just like being an artist, but it's worse, 10 times worse. So definitely, you know, respond to that and think about it before I come to you. For those that don't know, when I come to you, I call your last 4 digits of your phone number. And, you know, try to be alert, try to be ready and all that good stuff. I know y'all don't be paying attention, y'all be doing other things, and I definitely appreciate y'all waiting on the line. But try to stay focused, and you know, because if I come to you and you don't answer, I kind of skim over you because there's a lot of calls on here. I'm not going to lie. All right, so I call your last 4 digits of your phone number. I'm talking to you. Try to have your background kind of clear so we can hear y'all, you know, because you want everybody to hear what you got to say. I also, let me see what else I wanted to tell y'all real quick while I refresh my page. Okay, no, I'm not going to get into that. Anyway, hit me up on Facebook or Twitter, like I said, Air It Out Radio. I'm giving shout-outs and stuff, so if y'all on the net and y'all listening in and y'all want to hit me up on Twitter, y'all can give me a little question, or y'all can say, bye, you're talking too much, whatever the case is. Or if you got a question for Golden Girl, you can always hit me up, and I'll write it down if I don't have that one already down. And we'll go from there. I'm refreshing my page a little bit, but like I said, the newbies, shout-out to the newbies that's tuning in. Please be patient on the line. And when I call your last 4 digits of your phone number, I'm talking to you. I kind of go in order, so stay focused. 8219, Air It Out Radio, what's good?
Hey, Fire, what's going on? It's Honcho.
Hi, Honcho. How are you?
I'm great. How you feeling tonight?
I'm good. Now, hold up. Before I get into anything, I got to tell you, that track you sent in the back, hey, nuts. No, I mean, I already told you, but crazy. I'm mad that you didn't make it longer, honestly. So, okay.
I mean, I can, but that was more, you know.
Yeah, I know, it was like some freestyle. Yeah, it was some freestyle shit. I get it, because usually, wait a minute, he cuts y'all track off anyway. So, I mean, ain't no disrespect, but that's kind of how, you know, he like squeezes everybody in there, you know. So, all right, so let's just get down to business. All right, topic tonight is, could you be, you know what I mean, with somebody that, you know, was about to run for president?
I think,
real
yeah.
Talk now.
Yeah, I could, but like you said, I know what would go into all that. I mean, all of my dirty laundry and everything I do from here on would be, you know, put out there with the Secret Service and all that. So I would have to really be faithful to the woman, because if I wasn't, everything's going to be, you know, put out there to the public. So I'm going to say yeah.
You definitely mess her up. You can definitely mess her up if you wasn't.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. And you're going to have Secret Service in your life for the rest of your life. It's not like after the 4-year or 8-year term that's it. No.
Yeah.
You're going to always have Secret Service in your life for as long as you live. So, you know, it's a lot of pressure. But, yeah, I think I can do it.
Wow. Okay. So we got one for could. All right. So what you got going on music-wise?
Well, January 14th, Air It Out promo at Sneaker Villa on 52nd Market.
Yep. Okay.
You know, so that's my next big show, and I'm looking forward to that. And I want to, you know, and I really want to put together something nice for the Air It Out promo. You know, like, I really want to do something special, so... I haven't came up with an idea, but for my performance, I know I'm going to do something special.
Yeah,
so
I mean, feel free to bring in your own little whatever, you know what I mean? Y'all got background dancers, whatever cases, and make it jazz.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because, you know, like, the Air It Out, the tour, like, you really, like, I always want to try to do something that, you know, is going to be special because, like, you know, the Air It Out tour is a big deal, too. You know, and so, you know, I really, because it's like it's a showcase with me and, you know, the rest of the artists, and we all get out there and we do our thing and just try to, you know, hold you down and represent for Air It Out, you know. So the 14th is enough time for me to put together something, you know, a nice little performance. Because you only get one, you know, and you kind of want to hold it down for yourself, make sure you're representing your brand and yourself right.
Definitely. Definitely. And you know what? I mean, it's getting bigger and bigger by the moment. Like, I can't even control it. So, like I said, you never know who's going to stop by, what's going down. And every time it gets bigger and bigger. So, you know, it's definitely a good event to go to.
Absolutely.
So, you know, tell them about your show. Come on, man. You're slipping.
Yeah, you know, I almost forgot about that, you know, just tired of the holidays. But I actually got a sports and entertainment show starting up on ExposureNation.com. It's called Hump Day with Hancho. Now, basically what it is, our show on Wednesdays, that's where the Hump Day coming at, Wednesdays, Hump Day with Hancho. It's from 8 to 9 on ExposureNation.com. What it is that we're going to deal with strictly, anything that's it has to do with sports and entertainment. So we're not really restricted to, you know, just music or anything. If we deal with acting, anything that just deals with just entertainment in the world of sports, it could be fantasy football, it could be soccer, it could be underwater basket weaving, anything that got to do with sports, we basically go, you know. Yeah, right. We're going to start January 7th on ExposureNation.com every Wednesday from 8 to 9.
Okay, everyone.
And, I got to tell people, too, if you haven't already, you got to check out the Bad Cave 2.0 mixtape, That Work, Volume 1. You know, the mixtape is dope. You know, DJ Wait a Minute definitely did his thing. And I have a few tracks on there. So if you haven't already, you know, you need to cop it. You know, you need that for New Year's. You need something to ride around to. You know, when you're all drunk and whatever, you want to hear some good music. You want to hear, you know, me and DJ Wait a Minute and a lot of the other Air It Out artists do our thing. You need to check, you know, free download. So it's a must have.
Right.
So if you ain't grab it for Christmas, grab it for New Year's.
Exactly. And if y'all want to sign up for the mixtape, y'all can always go to the Air It Out event, and I'll have, like, a sheet there. So, you know, that'll make it a little easier for y'all. So, but we'll talk about that later. So give them your info and all that good stuff where they can reach you.
Yeah, you can hit me at I'm on Facebook and Twitter at Hancho, Hancho No Dice. That's HAUNCHO. NODICE, Hancho No Dice, at Yahoo or at Twitter. If you want to shoot me an email, just Hancho@yahoo.com. So if you want to holler at me, you know, just send me a shout or whatever, friend request, you can get at me that way.
Okay, cool. So what are we getting into tonight?
I don't know. I mean, I guess we can go with... I guess we can go with bad advice. I haven't heard bad advice in a while, so.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to go with bad advice tonight.
All right, go ahead and do this for me.
All right, this is my song. It's called Bad Advice by Hancho. You're listening to Air It Out Radio, so hope y'all like it. It's called Bad Advice by Hancho.
Okay, technical difficulties. See, block is fucking me up. I'm telling you, Anyway, shout out to everybody that's on the line listening. For those that don't know, Blog be having its day. So, you know, you have to really just excuse Blog. We're going to get to his track in a minute. So anyway, like I said, for those that are tuning in for the first time, make sure y'all check out the website, aaron.radio.net, and y'all can always hit up the lines at 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1. I forgot to tell y'all. Please press 1 for those that are new to the whole, you know, Blog thing. Press 1. Let the lady tell you that you're in the host key, and you pretty much know you're in the host key. If you're clicking over and you're texting and all that stuff and you're on Twitter, sometimes you tend to drop your call, and you will get out the host key. So please make sure that you are in the host key at all times, okay? It's very important, because if you're not pressing 1, I tend to overlook you, and, you know, there's a little tab that says, yeah, this person wants to talk. So if you're not pressing 1, you know, I won't come to you, all right? So please make sure that you are pressing 1 at all times, okay? I'm going to try some new shit right here. Hopefully Blog will let me do it, but, you know, if it doesn't, then we're just going to have to work around it. All right, so anyway, tonight's topic is, Honcho, please bear with me, could you be with somebody that is running for president? Now, Honcho said that he could do it. Now, me and myself, no, I couldn't, because I couldn't keep my ass clean that long. I'm sorry. I'm a bad girl. I'm a sneaky bad girl, so don't pay me no mind. But like I said, I couldn't keep my ass clean. I would be doing all kinds of stuff. The media would be all in my ass. I couldn't even do nothing. I would have a bad hair day, bad whatever, have nail missing, whatever. Like, they on point to you to a T. Like, you couldn't. It's always something that they're, you know, judging you with. So I don't think that I could do that, because I'm not that perfect of a person. Like, I couldn't see myself doing that. So at the end of the day, no for me. You know, and if I met a dude that was going to be running for president, I would be like, you're a really nice guy, but it's not going to work, dog. It's not going to work. So I don't think that me, myself, I could do it. You know, I really, really couldn't. So shout out to everybody that is tuning in and have the patience to deal with Blog and the bullshit that I'm going through right now. Luckily, I know how to, you know, maneuver this shit, because Blog does it to me so much. So I have, you know, the ability to just keep rambling about nonsense. But anyway, if y'all haven't, like you said, check out That Work Volume 1 mixtape. It's on Reverb Nation, Backkeep, number 2, P0. All right, so please check that out. And, you know, let me know what y'all think. Hit it up the Facebook or Twitter and let us know how we doing and all that good stuff. And go from there. So, let me see. Now I got both pages acting a little funky on me. All right. So, anyway, for those that don't know, January 14th, Saturday, 1 to 5, videos, pics, interviews, all that good stuff, man, is going down. It's going to be crazy. Honcho, you still there? Okay, yes. Oh, he's not there. All right. So anyway, we're going to get into the track or whatever, as soon as I get to it. Like I said, January 14th, 1 to 5, for those that don't know, the Villa Tour. I have a tour with all the Villas, for those that don't know. They have a couple of them in Jersey, and I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to maneuver everybody to go to that one, because some people don't have cars, but I'm going to make it real convenient for y'all at some point in time. I'll figure it out. Shout out to Villa for giving me the opportunity to even do this. You know, it was like 60 something artists that came out, and it was peaceful, nobody got hurt, and Villa likes the way, you know, y'all conduct yourselves when y'all come out. It was just a peaceful event, man. Honestly, everybody did what they were supposed to do. There was some little ciphers going on and all that stuff. I was really proud of everybody that came out and took their time and really, you know, did their thing. So anyway, we're going to try to get into this track. Sorry about that, Honcho. We're going to keep it moving. This is Bad Advice. Hopefully, they'll let me get into it. Honcho.
So what's the reason for the time and space? You want another dude to take my place? Welcome luck to you. I'm the shit and I ain't being conceited. The truth hurts cause you know that I mean it. The joystick left you hypoglycemic. My tongue left you paraplegic. I just call it the way that I see it. Don't worry if I ever been cheated. Just kick rocks, move on, bury my numbers. How we are leaving. Now I'm caring if you choose to believe it. But you're gonna be hurt. My young John coming over this season. Not to say I'm trying to hurt you on purpose, but this conversation is worthless. I'm trying to get the perk and it's worth it. Yeah, cause obviously you got some bad advice. Next time you ought to think things twice. Them tears ain't working, I'm a man, so you know I'll be flirting. So blame your mind when them toys ain't working. Really think you got some bad advice. And next time you ought to think things twice. I know your girlfriend said she was right, but trust me, you got some bad advice. So thank your mom for a little insight. You see the reason for the bad advice. Now I'm gone and you're lonely at night. And you see you got some bad advice. They say the things that make you laugh can make you cry. So when you hear that, remember I'm the reason why. But if the grass greener on your side, why you parked the side of my driveway yesterday, right quarter to five? And I'm sorry if you feel played, but I don't outplay my contract. So now I'm gonna buy you at max. I'ma get paid and I would never force you to change. But you lost your best player being stuck in your ways. See, I might be the child father, but leave it up to you. You probably tell him I don't wanna holler. But I'm far from a deadbeat. But if we gon' keep it 100, you just a nice creep. Told my nephew, don't look at me as a role model. Unless you're trying to get money with everything that follows. Every day, I'm looking more like a bachelor. On Facebook, throwing shit on my wall, looking like a hacker. Really think you got some bad advice. The next time you wanna think things twice. I know your girlfriend said she was right, but trust me, you got some bad advice. So thank your mom for a little insight. You see your feelings for the bad advice. Now I'm gone and you're lonely at night. And you see you got some bad advice.
Radio is at your site. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. And if you're on the net and you're tuning in, y'all can hit me up at airitoutradio.net. 347-677-1163. All right, shout out to Han Cheryl for that. I'm sorry about that little technical difficulty. That's how blog does. Like, I cannot control it. It just does what it do, and I deal with the bullshit. So, anyway, shout out to everybody that's tuning in and dealing with the technical difficulties and all that bullshit and all that. So definitely bear with me because you know how blog do. And for those that don't know, blog tends to do that. They really need to reimburse a lot of people back their money and all that stuff. Shout out to Jake. He has his own show too, and he's with Grindhard Radio and Black Cancer with him too. I don't have all the details for me. You got to give them to me so I can help promote that. And anybody that wants to do any promo with me and we can, you know, cross-promo, I'm down with it. So hit me up on Facebook or Twitter or hit me up on my chat, and we can definitely try to work some things out, you know, because I'm all on my promo tip this year. So hopefully 2012, it'll be some crazy shit and, you know, everybody will just be getting money and prospering and all that good stuff. So shout out to Hancho. Shout out to people that hit me on Twitter, Austin, Dollar214, Madonna Kramer, Black Spit, and Harmony, DJ Kurt. Shout out to him. I'm going to be on his show, UE Radio, as well. Vernon, Nonfiction 100, Sim215, and Deck Entertainment. and Blue Flame 101. And let me see, what is this, by Cipromo? Oh, Lord, team, I don't want to fuck your name up. I'm terrible with names, so please forgive me, Lord. So anyway, shout out to everybody that's hit me up on Facebook and Twitter as well. Like I said, you can hit me up at Air It Out Radio on Facebook or Twitter. Right? I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more and see what I could get right here. Hopefully, blog will be good to me and all that good stuff. So tonight's topic is, could you be with somebody that is running for president? Could you be with them? 3143, what's good?
Hey, what's good?
What's good? Who's this?
It's the boy Caesar.
Is it what, Caesar?
He said, no, it was good. It's scared.
I'm about to say, who? I'm looking at the number.
Yeah.
I know who you are, but I'm like, who?
Yeah, I think he did. That's why I just quiet for a little bit, like, what?
Yeah, I was like, I know what season, but that's not it. So, what's going on, Cashmere? You good? You good?
Yeah, definitely, you know, working. But
okay.
I'm thinking about that presidential type thing, like, you know, to meet with somebody.
Yeah. Could you do it?
I don't know, because that person probably mad at me, because especially if I'm doing what I do now, I mean, but maybe in a different life, yeah, I mean,
mm-hmm.
probably so, you know, but you got to be, like, so straightforward and perfect, you know, and if you
I
did
know.
That in the past, you have to admit mm-hmm. it, you know, like Obama had to admit he tried with you before, you know, so, because people just throw it out there, mm-hmm. like, you know.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Yeah.
That'd be hard. Maybe in a different line of work, line of life, you know.
Can you imagine that? Like you, the president, and having a rapper as a boyfriend or whatever, a husband. That would
yeah,
be wild.
Because you know, there's some things that you know. I guess out of anger in a song or whatever, they'll just take that, twist it up, and then you'll lose the election for your partner, you know, so, I don't know.
Exactly. That would definitely be some new shit. They'd be like, yeah, we got a rapper in the White House? Really? That would be really crazy. All right, so what you got going on music-wise?
Oh, yeah. First and foremost, I definitely am hype about January 14th. You know, I can't wait to come out. I even got my clothes laid out already. You know
what?
I mean? I ain't got that. Nah, I'm
for
it. Okay. I don't know what I wear, but yeah, I mean, I'm just excited to, you know, get everybody together, you know, see all I have now, see everybody, you know, see what people bring to the table with the performances and all that, the promo, the interviews, just the energy. You know what I mean? So I'm definitely happy about that. So that is definitely on my list musically.
And it's free.
I had to plug that in. Yeah, go ahead. But I'm afraid that's $15. Matter of fact, that $15 gets me an interview on cable, or what is that?
That's for it to be basically, you know, your performance will be on TV. So it's going to be like a short interview. It's going to be a real short interview, like, yo, my name is Yasmina, and then we'll probably go into that. But it's going to be real brief, you know what I mean? Because it's going to be a lot of people. So, you know.
Okay.
So,
musically, you know, I'm putting this mixtape together. And it's coming along good. You know what I mean? Because, you know, Cancer been helping me out, throwing me a couple beats or whatever. And, you know, I'm going to definitely display my talent on these beats. On this mixtape coming, it should be around the 14th, not exactly on it, but a little after. And, you know, I'm currently working on a original album, too. Shout out to my producer, Jay Thomas. He's a bad white boy. You know, it's all the original music on this album that'll be coming out sometime in March, you know, so I'm going to take my time and just put everything I got into that, you know, and definitely get the have-nots on both projects. You know what I mean, like, and it's definitely going to be a year to step out, you know, step out of the box, you know. So
right.
2012, I'm looking forward to so much, you know.
Okay,
you know?
That's
you know?
What's up.
And I'm
excited for
that. I'm looking for us to grow, too. You know, it's like, it seemed like Air It Out Radio could just be our own label. You know what I mean? It's just so much.
You know what? You know, y'all keep pressuring me for this label.
I'm not even pressing you.
No, not you. Not you, but I'm getting the pressure from everybody. I'm feeling the heat on my neck.
Yeah, because I could feel it, though, because it may move to that, you know? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, you never know. 2012.
Yeah. Oh, you know,
I'm
hot.
Yeah,
well, I know you can tell I'm
hot,
so, you know.
Exactly. All right. So, what you got? Give them your Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff where they can reach you. Try to hit me up on Facebook, I mean, Twitter, when you get off to everybody so that they can find you and whatnot. Okay.
It's my URL.com/Kasmir, CASSMEIR. You know, I'm on everything, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. And I did try Moco Space. You ever heard of Moco Space?
No, I never heard of it.
Yeah, that shit is weak. Don't ever mess with that if anybody asks you.
That is weak.
That shit is weak. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, it's street ghetto. I don't know. That's crazy. Don't ever get on that. So I am on that, but I'm not using that. I'm going to raise my account on that. And, you know, just get at me for collabs or whatever. You know, let's do whatever. You know, shit, if y'all do it, if somebody doing a movie, I mean, I play whatever part. Preferably a drug dealer. I like that part, you know.
Now, would you play somebody that's gay? Kissing another dude? You know what? That's going to be my topic for next week. That's going to be a sweet topic for next week. How about this?
I'm
writing it down
that's
now.
Too far, man. That's crazy.
Yeah. Would y'all kiss another dude in a row? Yeah.
I had to draw the line right there. Damn.
You don't know how much money they're paying you. Why are you going to say no? You don't know.
Hey, man, that's crazy. All right. Hey, honey. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's something to think about, huh? But, give them your Twitter.
It's Kasmir, CASSMEIR. And you can follow me at Team Kasmir, TEAMCASSMEIR, you know? I forgot I got two Twitters.
you got a team now? Okay. That's what's up.
Yeah. And there's definitely a definite promo scheme for my song, Team Kasmir, you know? So that's what we're playing tonight, you know?
We playing a Team Kasmir?
Yeah. So listen to the song. This is Kasmir with Team Kasmir, and follow me at Team Kasmir, you know?
That is Air It Out, baby. Hopefully Air It Out will be good to me. No, it's not. See what I mean, you dirty bitch? Air It Out Radio is such a fire. Look, you know what? I'm telling you.
Yeah, girl.
There it is.
Let's go. Hello.
Hello.
How you?
I'm good.
That's good. Okay. Everywhere I go, yes, women follow. Meet them in the club. I keep them wet with Moscato. Hello.
Hello.
How you?
I'm good.
That's good. Okay. Baby, I'm here. Have no fear. You should follow me at Team Kasmir. Yeah.
I got that swagger on autopilot.
Uh-huh.
I like my women sick,
uh-huh.
sexy with low mileage.
Yep.
I give it to them good,
yep.
so good they tweet about it.
Yep.
And that's music to my eyes when I read about it.
Yep.
I get it popping, baby, you should come and see about it. Sex with cashmere, yeah, that should be a trending topic. There's little haters in Twitter watching, they need to stop it.
Uh-huh.
It's obvious that they can't do this cause they ain't got it. Hello.
Hello.
How you?
How you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
That's good. Okay. Everywhere I go, yes, women follow. Meet them in that club. I keep going wet with Moscato. Hello.
Hello.
How you?
How you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
That's good. Okay. Baby, I'm here. Have no fear. You should follow me at Team Cashmere. How you doing, mama? A sexy caramel. She retweeted,
I'm fine.
LOL. I know she got a man,
uh-huh.
but she dig my style.
Uh-huh.
I dig her personnel and profile picture. Wow. I got a fetish for them rocker girls with attitudes, belly pierced tattoos, country girls batting rules. I give a mention from my LA to Philly crews. I love the ladies and don't forget I tweet for you. Yeah, now what it do with the Philly print?
Yep.
Can't match me.
Nope.
That's a fingerprint.
Uh-huh.
Ladies love C. That's cool me. And if we betting sex, then put it on me. Hello.
Hello.
How you?
How you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
That's good. Okay. Everywhere I go, yes, women follow. Meet them in that club. I keep on wet with Moscato. Hello.
Hello.
How you?
How you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
That's good. Okay, baby, I'm here. Have no fear. You should follow me at Team Cashmere. Yes, pound double F.
Yeah.
Follow Friday, get them wet. Baby, that's my specialty. Hold on tight, you would think you left. Up into the stars, babe. We'll just call you Virgo.
Yeah.
Feeling like your first time with me. Now we just where to go. It would say you loving him more than when you fucking him. Once you lure him in with the snapper, then you'll be stuck with him. Nah, not likely.
Nope.
You can't be wifey.
Yeah.
But when I log in, lick my page, you should like me. Hello.
Hello.
How you?
How you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
That's good. Okay. Everywhere I go, yes, women follow. Meet them in that club. I keep going wet with Moscato. Hello.
Hello.
How you?
How you?
I'm good.
I'm good.
That's good. Okay. Baby, I'm here. Have no fear. You should follow me at Team Cashmere.
Good evening, world of hip-hop. It's your man, Rocky Tirade, a.k.a. the New Millennium Man. Yo, you checking out my sister, Fire, that chick. Air It Out Radio, man. Real hip-hop all day. Let's go.
Air It Out Radio, it's that chick, Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Shout out to everybody that's hitting me up on Facebook and Twitter. I really didn't get everybody, but I'll get to it in the next round. Shout out to Honcho, Cashmere. Make sure y'all hit him up on Cashmere on Twitter, CASSMEIR, and Honcho No Dice. Let me see, who else I want to give a shout out to? Shout out to C's, he always looking out for me as well. And let me see, who else? Shout out to my Bad K fam. And like I said, Machete King edits. He does his edits. One track for $7, $5 for $25. Make sure y'all hit him up for that. It does not have to be Bad K radio stuff. It could be anybody's radio show for that matter. You know what I mean? Just put that man to work. He's fast and efficient, and he'll give it to you ASP. And also, he'll send it in to whatever radio station that you need to go into. So hit him up for that. January 14th, Saturday, 1 to 5, videos, pics, interviews, all that stuff is for free at the Air It Out Radio Villa event. And if y'all don't know anything about that, go to YouTube, Air It Out Radio. And shout out to Kendra G. She'll be there doing some interviews for me. Tommy Brown, he'll be there from Headbangers, videotape it for Comcast and Verizon doing some interviews as well. Let me see, who else is going to be there? I got a special surprise coming, but I ain't going to tell y'all till the last minute. If y'all want to be on TV, like I said, Comcast, Verizon, it's going to be $15. So come with that, you know, go get some blood, whatever. Like I keep telling y'all, it's quick, get it done and over with, you know what I mean? But other than that, the event is pretty much free, right? So for those that don't know, like I said, go check out the YouTube and check that out and see what's going on. Shout out to my Bat Cave fam. Bat Cave 2.0 will be on Tuesdays, all right, 12 to 3. Me and DJ Wait a Minute and Ricky Knight will be on there. And y'all can check out my Twitter feed and you'll get all the info on that. It's hip-hop only. Please do not send any R&B over there because they don't do it. It's all underground, baby, all right? So for those that don't know, like I said, if you're tuning in for the first time, please be patient. Make sure you're present one. And when I come to you, please make sure you speak like I don't know you. Say your name and all that stuff. Be a little professional because you never know who's on the line listening. All right, shout out to Golden Girl. She'll be on in a little bit. So we're going up the line. 4986. Air Dot Radio.
Oh, it's popping fire. Shetty King in the building. How you feeling tonight?
I'm good. What's going on with you?
Oh, I'm chilling, man. I'm surfing my clouds. You know, I'm doing my better research and working on a whole bunch of things behind the scenes.
Okay. You sound like you like out of it.
No, I'm real into it, man. I'm just extra calm, extra focus,
calm.
You know.
Extra focus. I like that. Okay, so tonight's topic is, would you be with somebody that is going to run for president?
Shit. I'm trying to get weed legal. I mean, I look at it like this. All my shit, you know, all my personal flaws aside, you know, this is America. Nobody's perfect. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying, you know, I'm trying to inject a whole bunch of reality checks. So shit. Wife, you want to run for president? Let's get it.
Well, you know,
sure
if you run for president.
All over the world out of that.
If she's running for presidency, you know what I mean? You're not going to be able to smoke weed. It's not going to happen. Like, right now, it ain't passed, so you're going to have to go along with the guidelines.
I'm trying to change the world. Listen. The president represents the U.S. of A and its people. You know what I'm saying? The way it stands now, it got the whole world fucked up because the president's being a puppet for whoever the fuck's pulling the strings. But whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? If they going to fuck around and elect somebody I'm with, then, you know, it's because I'm still doing what I'm doing. I'm not changing my shit already, you know what I'm saying? So they already
know.
Well,
I'm just telling you, you know, realistically, that it's not going to be able to go down. Like, not right away. Until they okay it.
The job of the president is to represent the interests of the people. Right now, none of the presidents are capable of doing that. So, you know what I'm saying? 90% of the people in this fucking country are either smoking weed or okay with it being legal. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The only people not okay with it is the drug dealers and the DEA. Them niggas be arresting motherfuckers for weed for no reason. We don't kill people. We don't kill nobody, but alcohol and tobacco do. Y'all don't find that kind of confusing?
Right. Okay, so what you got going on music-wise?
I'm currently wrapping up the Have Nots mixtape and their compilation album, and I'm working on... I'm putting together the Best of Machete King mixtape to give away on Nat Piff and Reverb Nation. It's just going to be a compilation of songs that I've already put together and shit that I've laid down but never released. You know, I'm going to put that all out there and let motherfuckers know what I'm capable of, you know, the different styles and the different approaches I can take to a beat. Then I'm also releasing the I Am So More Sapien mixtape. You know, because I'm on my shit where I'm feeling like everybody in hip-hop keep talking about the same shit, and it's like nobody's realizing that the growth isn't something we should be scared of. It's something that we should, like, chase. You know what I'm saying? It's something that we should want. And I'm trying to evolve as a human being, so I Am So More Sapien. It's like human beings are homo sapiens. I'm more than that. I'm trying to be more than a human being, more than what they are telling us we're capable of doing. You feel me?
Right. Okay.
So, when are you guys supposed to be dropping? All that's coming in the first 3 months of the year. I haven't decided on any specific dates. I'm trying to set up a strategy before I really put too much out there. But it's all coming in due time. I want to make sure I get music videos and everything set up and situated for everything. And I got all my performances right. And I definitely want to get my abs in order so I can hit the stage shirtless. I hate being up there sweating all crazy. I feel more comfortable performing with a shirt off.
Right.
But, you know, and I'm just trying to make sure I give a lady something nice to look at. But, yeah, you know, I'm constantly on my grind. Shout-outs to Cashmere, Deshaun Creed, Liberty Universities, probably go get them, and Jack Swift. I mean, like, shout-outs to everybody that's fucking with everybody fucking with us. Have not turned the building, you know what I'm saying? Tight circle.
Well, I'd probably go get him. He was on a roll. He was on a roll like 3 or 4 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
He was like number one or number two.
Yeah, he's been calling in, and he's on the line now. They upstairs in the studio. I'm downstairs waiting for the weed
man
and the pizza. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shit is getting done, you know. Niggas is working.
Right.
I'm down here. I got the laptop in my lap. I'm reading some business shit. Because unlike a lot of cats out there, I don't like jumping into nothing half-assed, you know what I'm saying? I come correct. I believe in what the fuck I'm doing, so I'm preparing myself with the knowledge needed so I can sit down in front of Bill Gates and have a nice conversation with that nigga that'll have him free up $2-3 billion. Like, I'm trying to do shit that's unheard of because I don't believe in no limitations when it comes to life.
Give them your info and all that stuff where they can reach you.
Okay, no doubt. You can find me at Machete King on Twitter. That's MacheteKing. You know what I'm saying, on Twitter. And that'll lead you everywhere else. Tonight, I just want to hear Baby I'm Hot. Because that's that word.
Okay.
Don't tell me you ain't got it in there.
Americano. Beautiful day, baby. New York, cause I'm still the menace of sobriety, and sobriety still hurts.
Baby, I'm hot, I am fire. You can say different, but you be a liar. I am the sun, I am lava. I am the one so fucking with your mama. Baby, I'm hot, I am fire. You can say different, but you be a liar.
What you hold to lift my ass, that's what you clown to kiss. I'm fresh like a steaming hot pile of shit. Music is my bulldozer, moving all them bricks. Building my wealth with the different shit that I get. I'm killing your health with the simple flick of my wrist. Whether texting or calling or squeezing until you're falling, I am in charge of your breathing. So beg your pardon if I ain't moved or impressed by your chit chatter, or if your little antics can give me some extra matter. I'm gangster, but I'm not, cause I know how to be the murder. Quit, just don't leave no evidence, you silly bitch. I throw knives and collect them after you're dead. I'd rather remove than blast shots right at your head. But I'm a man of principles, a civilized savage, wise when I'm chilling or committing much damage.
Baby, I'm hot, I am fire. You can say different, but you be a liar. I am the sun, I am lava. I am the one to fuck you and your mama. Baby, I'm hot, I am fire. You can say different, but you a liar. I am the sun, I am lava. I am the one to fuck you and your mama.
Hey, yo, listen, I'm cold enough to kill often with no conscience. Smart enough to keep it gutter with no nonsense. Cool enough to respect every woman that I turn out. Hot enough to go non-stop and not burn out. Fight fire with fire and watch the flame get higher. Set heaven's foundation ablaze through microphone wires. The sun shines only when I stop being brilliant, or when I'm smoked out drunk or fucking and chilling on my FU bullshit. I'm arrogant and modest. I can't make up my mind, not drop in and out of college. I try to be righteous, but the devil is a liar, and I'm not sure anymore if it's hell or heaven fire that burns in my soul that I vomit up in song. Cause I aim to go right no matter how I go wrong. No way will I forget all that it took to get me on. No way will I not give a fuck unless it's for a song.
Baby, I'm hot, I am fire. You can say different, but you be a liar. I am the sun, I am lava. I am the one to fuck you with your mama. Baby, I'm hot, I am fire. You can say different, but you be a liar. I am the sun, I am lava.
don't matter is a motherfucking joke. I'm trying to get paid, and so is everybody else. But most wanna be rich, while I wanna attain wealth. To recession proof my riches, my children, mama, and bitches. Not to mention my woman and how I crush my competition. I'm grown, so I gotta fine tune my vision. As I keep working harder to improve my position. I'm hotter than the egg frying in the skillet till it's crisp. I scorch a thermometer till it boil, burst, and hiss. I personify a fire, an inferno in the flesh. Although I burn with desire, I will never burn from sex. My swagger gets away from me, so I keep it in check. But when it flips, it's the main reason that I be getting next. I don't need the frost to show any ice at all. For her to drop her drawers and be nice to my balls. I'm modest, but I'm honest, and when I'm shitting, I promise to go my hardest so that they will study me up in college. Cause I'm dropping hella knowledge, but I gotta keep the gutter. And I gotta make it so you can compare me to no other. I make you move your body, and I try to make you think. Lyrically giving you everything, plus two kisses. I inspire you to smoke weed, flex safe, mix drinks. But there's so much other fire that I'm planning to bring.
Baby, I'm hot, I am fire.
Radio is that you fire. Make sure y'all check out the website airitoutradio.net. Hit me up 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press 1 for those that don't know. So let you know you're in host key and all that good stuff. Shout out to Machete King. Like I said, hit me up on Facebook and Twitter, Air It Out Radio. And also, like I said, if y'all don't know, January 14th is going down, 1 to 5 p.m., video pics, interviews, all that good stuff. It's all free. Check out the YouTube, Air It Out Radio. There's going to be some more stuff added in there. I don't have all the footage, y'all. Shout out to EQ Philly and also Lyrics to Go came out and videotaped a lot of stuff. And shout out to everybody that put stuff up that I didn't get a chance to put into my actual YouTube clip as well, page. So shout out to everybody like who really be doing anything on, you know, the promo and stuff too for the Air It Out event. And like I said, that's the 14th, 1 to 5, videos, pics, all that stuff. Kendra G, Jay will be there. Tommy Brown, he'll be there from Headbangers doing some interviews. And like I said, it will be on Comcast and Verizon Fios. And that's $15 if y'all, you know, interested. Other than that, everything else is free. Come out, get your promo on. It's real simple. And that's at 52nd and Market for those that didn't see the flyer. 52nd and Market, 1 to 5, right? So, I got my guest on the line. I'm hoping that this is her with the block number. I guess we'll see in a minute. If not, you know, I'm definitely going to skeet up out of there and go to my next call. I don't see her phone number here. And, all right, what the hell? We're going to try it and see what happens, all right? Let me see this block number right here. It's probably E-Burners. Air It Out Radio, who's this?
What's up? Fire.
Ah,
yes.
Woo, I got the right one. Okay.
Yes, you did.
How are you?
I'm living lovely. I'm living lovely. No complaints.
I see. And first, I want to say thank you for even coming and taking the time out. I know you're on the East Coast. I know you're on the East Coast now, but you're actually on the West Coast, right?
Right, right. I live in L.A. now, in Hollywood, but I'm here now for the holidays, you know, with all the family and everybody.
Okay, okay. Now, I'm going to ask some simple questions, and then I'm going to get into, you know, the ones that's a little bumpy. So, first of all, Golden Girl, what did you come up with the name? How did that come about?
How did I come up with what?
Golden Girl, the name.
Golden Girl. My radio brother Golden Boy named me. I don't know if you remember Golden Boy or not, but Golden Boy used to be on Power 99 too, and he did the 6 to 10 show before the Hot Boys got there. And so that was my radio brother. He named me Golden Girl.
Okay.
And so he basically, you know, when I came to the city or whatever the case, and he introduced me on the radio, he was like, this is my little sister, Golden Girl. And right now, it's funny because he is now on 107. No, I'm sorry, since they didn't did all the switching around, he's on 100.3 The Beat with Lady B and them. So if anybody ever wanted to hear my radio brother and hear a bit, because we got like the same type of style, ironic enough. But
right.
He did that. Yep.
Okay. And so is he the reason why you got on radio? Is he the one who looked out for you and put you on over there at 99, or how did that come about?
No, he didn't put me on at 99. Actually, the lady at the time, she's no longer there. She hasn't been there for years. But the person who put me on at 99 was Helen Little. And I was in Virginia. A lot of people know, like, I did an underground hip-hop show here in Philly for years when, like, the Roots and them was still trying to get their thing popping. So that's how long ago it was. Like, they was just really doing their thing. And so I did the underground hip-hop with them and so many other early groups. Like, shout out to Tommy Hill, rest in peace, like the Ram Squad. Everybody used to come through my underground show, and I was doing a show, and some people heard me on, and they, you know, got in contact, and I went to Virginia, stayed there for a few years, and then they called me back to work at 99. So I worked at 99. I worked there part-time, actually. I was still in Virginia. Like, I was like the fly jock. I was every weekend I was running to Philadelphia while I was working Monday to Friday in Virginia and then Saturday and Sunday up here. So I've been doing a whole lot of stuff with 99 for a long, long time.
So pretty much, you know, you're still doing the radio stuff. If you wasn't doing radio, what would you be doing?
If I wasn't doing radio, I would have probably just went straight for news, like television news.
Really?
Yeah, because, okay. I mean, it's radio, television, and film. You know, that all of that entices what I do, so encompasses, I'm sorry, what I do. So I probably would have just went straight for news.
Okay. Has there ever been anybody that you interviewed that you just absolutely was bored with? You don't want to name names, but if you can name a name, name drop.
Girl, to be honest with you, right off the bat, to think about somebody I was bored with, I don't know, because I kind of had this whole little thing, like, don't even send me nobody that's boring. Like, I'm going to send them back out of the studio. So, you know what I mean? Like, I can't really think of nobody that was boring. If they was, I got rid of them, or maybe it was a one-time person that just had one song out or something. Who knows? But I can't really remember nobody that was boring, because I usually can pull everything out of anybody I want.
Okay, that's good. At least you had that opportunity. So I noticed, I read somewhere that they said that you actually replaced Wendy and the Dream Team, you know, after Wendy left or whatever. So was that hard transitioning, you know, taking her spot? Did you feel the heat from people like, I don't really want her there? Where Wendy at?
No, I mean, Wendy is really huge now, and she was big when she was in Philly, but she also still had a lot of haters. And so, no, I never really got the Where's Wendy thing at. I don't know. I guess, people just accepted that Wendy was Wendy and she was doing her thing. So, but I do know of, it happens to people all the time. Like, you try to fill somebody's boots and everybody calls in, like, I hate that person. But that never really happened to me because I didn't just, like, come to Philly. Like, they already knew me from the night show, so it was already familiar, and nobody really – I never really heard that. But I think it happened with other people.
So are you going to write another book? Because I know you had the book that came out. And how did that do?
That did really well for me. It's ironic because shout out to all my brothers on lock. Like, I really miss being able to show that love, if anything, to my brothers on lock, my sisters on lock. And that book is still selling. It's really crazy. Like, it's still selling on Amazon, and it still sells a lot here in Philadelphia. A lot of people order it for people at the prison. And if you do, just to let them know, they can always go to Black and Nobel at Broad and Airy, and they can not only purchase my book, but any books. you know, for the brothers and sisters on lock. They send them, they ship them direct. They got money. Graham, you can put money on the books directly from Black and Noble. So just to let people know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people might not be able to make it wherever or however it go, but you can go right to Broad Neri, send the money. It gets there directly along with your books. But they still sell my book. Like, they, it was crazy because Amazon sent me a thing for orders, and so did they. So I was like, you know, I was like, well, did something happen? Like, did something happen online that made everybody research with the book again? But it's been out for, like, really 4 years, and, you know, I can't say anything except I'm blessed that people still buy my book.
Was that difficult, though? Was that difficult, sitting down and actually writing a book? No?
No, not really, because I'm a writer. Like, even though people know me and everything that I do for radio, like, I always been writing. And so I wrote for Rhythm and Blues in Philly. I wrote for The Scoop for a long time. And right now I'm writing again. Like, I'm starting, I'm syndicating my column. And so it's going to be in a magazine called Video Vixens. And it's going to be in, like, one or two other magazines, but I don't have it in front of me, so I can't tell you the name. But writing for me is easy. I got three more books that are going to come out, and I can't tell you in what order, but it'll be Sex and Celebrities 2. It'll be My Conversation with a Killer. That's the LaToya Figueroa story. And the third story, well, we'll just leave it.
So I know you have the other radio show on blog that, you know, that you're going to be popping back up. I know you're still on it, you still have it up and running. But which one is harder? Like, is blog harder, or is actually actual radio show harder, on like 99 or one of those radio stations? Which one do you think is harder to do?
Well, you got to keep in mind, like, it, for me, it's second nature. Like, real rap, it's second nature. It's not hard either way. What would I prefer? I prefer what they, you know, terrestrial radio, the regular radio, as opposed to blog talk, only because you don't have the full studio aspect that, you know what I mean, that I'm used to. Like, I'm a hands-on person. I produce a lot. I produce my show for years. So, for me, I like to do hands-on things, and I'm like the editing and this and that. So, that part of the stuff I miss. But I would say terrestrial radio better, you know, as far as online radio, you know, you can say anything. It's not edited or monitored. So, you know, that makes a difference. But, yeah, so I guess.
Yeah, that's true. You can say whatever, cuss and all that stuff. And but have you had any technical difficulties with blog? Because, you know, I've experienced them all the time.
Well, yeah, but I don't really, right now, I'm not actively doing blog talk because of the technical difficulties. Like, I, you know, it's just when you, in my position, like, when you come from doing it at a major station where everything is at your fingertips, doing it on blog talk is like, it gives me a headache sometimes. So I've fallen back from doing it on the blog talk, and when I do it again, I'm just going to run it directly through my website, which for anybody who wants to go to, you can go to right now. It's goldengirlbaby.com.
Right. Okay. And so I know every radio host has their little phrase or whatever that they say. What did you come up with, crack that with?
When did I come up with that?
Like, what made you come up with that? Like, what's the concept behind it?
Oh, okay. Well, one thing for sure is, like, coming up with, like, I like to sit and create different things. And so I'm real creative, a creative person, and helping not just what I do, a whole lot of people. But in my creativity, when I was in Virginia, I came up with it. Like, I like, somebody created the sound. Shout out to my man, Double D. He created the sound for the whip for me. Like, I knew in my mind what I wanted, and I was like, I want a sound for a whip. And we sat there together and created the sound and everything. And then it just kind of went from there, because I was doing a show called The G-Spot. And so it was, like, kind of perfect, you know, crack the whip, the sex, the G-spot. And it was just, you know, something that I kind of coined, and it stuck with
it. Right. Okay. So now I got to ask you, this is a tough question. You can say pass if you want to. The situation with Fabulous and that lawsuit or whatever, is that still pending, or is it done, or passed?
Oh, no, yeah, we done with that. We got done with that the end of last year. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, the end of last year. I was going to say it was the beginning of this year. It was a long, long, drawn-out lawsuit. No, I don't care about talking about Fuck Fabulous. Like, up. Period. Like, you know, it is what it is. Like, fuck that nigga. He a cornball. I don't care what nobody say. That nigga corny. Like, if I seen him in the street, I smack the shit out of Fabulous all day. You know, I mean real rap because he was a bitch. Eventually, at some point in time, one day, like, somebody, this is how crazy it is. We in the, like, last year when we got down to the actual time to pay up the cash, somebody sent my lawyers a copy of the DVD from the night that him and his bulls went crazy and knocked me down. So it was like his own people had to do it. Like, them niggas was hating on him because of the shit he did. So when enough time go by, it's going to end up online. You're going to see it eventually, soon enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my lawyer said, just hold up.
Put that shit out.
He said, fuck that nigga.
Yeah, like, all day, for real. Like, the only reason why Fab ain't get his neck broke all the time from back when he did that, when he came here, is because we had a lawsuit. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? I try to keep it professional and everything, but on some real shit, like, nigga, please. Because y'all know, y'all just Fabulous ain't got no gangster bone in his body real
well. Yeah.
Like,
I know, he always
being
robbed.
Pack him up like nothing.
Wow.
Don't ask me no more about Fabulous, because then I get mean.
No, I see. She was like, fuck Fabulous. I'm like, damn, okay. Yeah.
And he don't take care of his baby.
Yeah, we all know, because what's his other baby mom putting them all on blast.
Mm-hmm.
So, but as far as being a radio host, you know, it's a lot of radio hosts out here. Like, what would you say to them that's coming up, like somebody like myself?
Uh-huh.
You know, what advice would you give somebody like me?
I would just tell you to keep at your craft, like,
to continue what you do and love what you do. And if you even have an issue with Blog Talk, figure out what it is and work it out, you know. And if you got the show and it's working for you, make it work for you. Like, you know, just be the best that you can be. Do your research. Do your homework before your show so you're knowledgeable about everything you're talking about.
Right.
One last thing before I let you go, because you know I got to touch the subject with Lil' Kim. Now, I know you addressed the rumors in your book and stuff like that, but for people that didn't read the book, briefly, like, sum it over real short and sweet about the rumors with Lil' Kim.
Okay. Well, the story with Lil' Kim was basically in the book, like, it's a conversation that she and I had. Is the story about what really turned out to be just like a fantasy or whatever the case. But some of the websites that was out there tried to, like, really make it look like it was, like, for instance, Media Fakeout. I call them Media Fakeout because, like, they blatantly lied and shit. Like, they had to read the excerpt and see that it was a fantasy, but they tried to put it on their website. Like, it was real rap. Like, everything that I was saying was a fantasy was what we did. And I'm like, yo, y'all corny for that. Y'all real corny with that ish. But, you know, as far as Kim go, like, you know, I don't have no issues with her. At first, she tried to, like, have a little issue. She was because of the way they came at her, like, yo, you know, she said this, she said that. And she was trying to trip. And I called her, like, yo, what's up with you? Like, real rap. Ain't nobody holding you down like I held you down.
I know. So is there anybody else that you would add since the book now to your fantasy list that it wasn't on there now before?
My fantasy list, I ain't going front. Like, you know, I done did the tour for domestic violence during the time when Chris Brown and Rihanna got into their thing, and I was just like, yo, like, that's crazy. But long story short, that nigga is on my short list. Of people to be in a book. He lived 20 minutes from me in Hollywood. It means stories popping off every weekend.
Oh, I believe it, too. I believe it. I believe it, too.
I ain't going to hold you. His stories that go with his situation, and they just are what they are.
Okay.
And
now,
and,
well, as far as the situations go, now, you know that you was in the limelight a little bit with the legal situation with, what was it, your son and all that situation. Is that all resolved? Because I know it was all in the media and whatnot.
Oh,
Well, yeah, you know, that's him and his baby mom. That ain't my issue. That's his shit. So, but,
right.
I mean, to answer the question, yeah, it's all. I think everything is good. He doing his thing. Because my son DJ and everything, too, so he be back and forth from L.A. to Philly or whatever. And so he doing his thing.
You probably felt the heat because, you know, you are in the – you are a radio personality, and he just wanted to, you know, throw you in the mix or whatever. Because if you were a regular person, you know what I mean?
They wouldn't even give a damn about what my son did.
Mm-mm. No.
No, but that's real right there.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. She, just like anybody else, he got into the drama. I didn't like it, you know, and I'll tell him that to his face all day in front of anybody. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't condone it. I don't like it. I don't like that fighting. All that, whatever she said or did, if you can't be with the chick, leave her alone. Because there's too many brothers I know that's locked up right now for the same type of issue, you know what I'm saying, going through it with their baby mom, and the next thing you know, they drawn out, and they sitting up there on State Road on some real dummy-ish.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, I've been trying to tell them, before you get up on State Road, I don't want to have to be sending you a lockdown, love. But it can happen.
So you got any shows, anything you want to promote and let everybody know about so they can hit you up on Facebook or Twitter? And
well, I'm actually the show Sexing Celebrities, which is going to be the TV show, that's going to be airing sometime in the first quarter, so that means by March, and it will air in Philadelphia as well as California, so just look out for that. But in the meantime, the best way to keep up with me is to follow me on Twitter. It's Golden Girl, G-I-G-I, on Twitter. Make sure you follow me. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing something in the industry, you're really doing something, I'll follow you back. And it's the same thing on Facebook, Golden Girl, G-I-G-I. And my website, my basic website is goldengirlbaby.com. So whatever I'm doing is going to be posted. I just covered the Michael Jackson, Dr. Murray trial in L.A.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's like a lot of footage on there. That, and some of the stuff I ain't put on there yet because I'm doing a documentary, and, you know, you'll get to see it for the first time. But, yeah, I've been running around in Jackson's.
Well, I'm glad to see you still keeping busy, and definitely appreciate you. Welcome to come through anytime, and if you got anything you want me to send out or promote to anybody, let me know. I'll definitely air it out on the show. So it's definitely been a pleasure having you.
I'm surprised you ain't asked me the question that everybody really want to know, what happened to you and Power 99, but since you ain't asked, I ain't going to answer.
You know what? I figured that was kind of old, but, you know, fuck it, go ahead.
You said, no, for real, though, you just don't know, like, on my Twitter, on my Facebook, like, people are always asking, like, what happened, blah, 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 and it ain't really necessarily nothing that happened except that they couldn't afford me no more. And when I say they couldn't afford me, like, if they really wanted to, they could have, but they didn't. And I'm like I sued Power 99 back in 2007 because of the contract issue. So I'm not the type of person that settles for less. I know my worth. And so with that being said, like, ever since 2007, it's just I've been there, but it's just been drama because they were mad because I sued them. I sued them, and I took off the radio for, like, 3 months. And ever since then, it's just been like, you know, damn, she'll sue us, she'll sue us again. And I'm like, yes, I will. So one thing is for
sure,
they, you know, like recently they let Jonesy go. Recently they let Shamara go. They, like, let all the rest of the women on the station go. But one thing is for sure, like, they're going to replace those women. Like, Shamara's going to be replaced and Jonesy is going to be replaced. But the day that you hear them put somebody in Golden Girl spot will be today. Believe me, they're not going to do that. And when they do, that's when the lawsuit begins. Real rat.
Wow.
So you notice, like, ever since I left, ain't nobody been in my spot.
Right. Do you think that that's a situation with Shamara and, you know, her, because they haven't been able to pay them? Like, you think it's a financial issue more so for them to just let them go?
To be honest with you, I can't really speak wholeheartedly on their situations, but a lot of it do be financial. And like in my case, when I left, my ratings was number one, so it ain't had nothing to do with the ratings or anything like that. I don't know what their ratings or anything was, so I can't really speak on it, because even though I worked there for a long time, like, I'm a real reclusive person. I don't mess with Jonesy, and Shamara's okay, but I never I never see these people. You know what I mean? By me working at 10 o'clock at night, I never see these people. We don't break bread, so I don't know them.
Okay, now, I know we said we wasn't going to touch a certain subject. I'm not going to touch that one. But listen, this one right here, so if you and Jonesy in a room together and she walked by, any words?
Well, you know, I'm a real mature person. Like, Fabulous did something to me. You know what I'm saying? Physically.
Right.
Jonesy and me, that was a radio battle that, you know, initially she would tell people in the industry, oh, it was just a battle, but behind closed doors she would tell, the real people, like, yeah, like, I don't fuck with that bitch. Like, me and her, this, that, and the third. Same thing with her. Like, bitch, I don't know you, but no, I don't like you. If we was in a room and it wasn't, like, no professional situation, no corporate situation or whatever the case, yeah, I would step through on a couple of notes, real rap. I ain't even going to hold you.
Right.
One time she was talking about my son on the radio, and it wasn't even about what she was talking about. She was just talking crazy. And I called her on it, like, yo, bitch. And she was just like, no. whatever. And then one time I was like, this is when me and her was battling when she was on 100.3 The Beat. We was battling, like, she had got some dudes to, like, shoot up my Barbie mobile with paintballs.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Girlfriend. Drama.
Now, do you know for a fact that she did this, or you just maybe assuming, or you know for a total fact that she did it?
Yeah, I know for a total fact. Of course, when I called her about it, she was just like, no, I had nothing to do with it. I wouldn't do that. Like, bitch, yes, you did. Like, why are you fretting like that? And then my friend at the time, he was doing, this was when the Adams Mark was up City Line, he was doing boxing matches. And they was like, you know, hot boxing matches. So they, since me and I was battling so much, they had decided to put up the money. We was going to battle for charity. And it was going to be $5,000 to go to either, you know, the charity of our choice.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I thought so, too. So we were supposed to box it out and shit. And she was like, no, I'm not going to box her because this is her city, and I know y'all going to let her win. I was like, bitch, please.
They need to start doing that more often with the chicks and, you know, anybody that got beef. They need to just box it out and get it over with. You know what I mean?
She wouldn't agree to it, though. Yeah, that I thought it was going to be hot. But she wouldn't agree to it.
I thought it was going to be hot.
You were
so silly.
Yeah, I was all excited. Like, oh, my God. But the shit ain't
yeah.
Good,
so
whatever.
Oh,
I didn't say nothing.
So
but
you up there, are you?
I'm a smacker.
Okay. Smack for her. But as far as up there, you know, are you dealing with any heat with the radio host? Everything's cool, peachy.
With who?
With the radio host up that way on the west side. Like, have you had any controversy with any other?
No. I mean, I never had anything with anybody except her because we were battling on separate stations. And she was trying to make a, you know, big deal out of it. But at the end of the day, like, she put it in her book. She wrote it directly in her book. Golden Girl shut me down, like, period.
Hmm.
And that's what happened. Like, she wrote that. So it
wow.
must have really been some serious hurtful shit that you put it in print, bitch, because in my book, you're not mentioned.
Wow. I know that's right. Never mention them. But I definitely appreciate you coming through. Like I said, you can give me any promo that you want, and I'll definitely help you out pushing as far as Facebook, Twitter, whatever the case is on the show. So you got anything else you want to add to before you get up out of here?
No, shout out to the boy that was on that you were talking to. He sounded like he definitely was doing his thing. And, you know, I was listening. I make sure I try to keep up with the Philly artists. But shout out to my cousin as well. My cousin is Santos. I don't know if you heard about him or not. But Santos been doing his thing, and he been up on the show with Kev and everything. I ain't had nothing to do with it. And he got up there on his own skill.
I know that's right.
He doing his thing. And shout out to my girl Diamond Cuts. I put her on, too. So I left my legacy right behind because she is holding this city down.
She sure is. She sure
yeah,
is.
Yeah, we just did a thing out in California. She was out there with Nicki Minaj like 3 weeks ago, and we filmed the New Year's Eve, Rockin' New Year's Eve, where they dropped the ball in New York.
Well,
they do the cutaways to L.A., so they drop the ball in New York, and they go back and forth to L.A. So when they cut over to the L.A. side, that's the part where we was on. We recorded ours already. And that's going to air, so if anybody wants to see The Golden Girl, make sure you check it out New Year's Eve on 6 ABC. And
okay.
I think it starts at, like,
I don't know. What time to start over here, come to think of it, but just check your local listing.
Okay. All right, well, I definitely appreciate you coming through. It's always a pleasure. You know, you can come through anytime you want. And I'll be hitting you up on Facebook or Twitter sometime soon.
All right. Y'all hit me up too. Golden Girl G-I-G-I. I'm out. Whatever you do, always remember the B-I-G. Don't nothing change.
There it is. Thank you, Ma.
Bye-bye.
Air It Out Radio is at your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Golden Girl for coming through, man. That was major. I appreciate that. Shout out to everybody that's on the line on hold cussing me the fuck out. But y'all be good. Listen, that was Golden Girl. What the fuck you want me to do? Like, it is what it is. All right? Shout out to everybody that hit me up on Twitter, Machete King and all that good stuff, and Cashman too. I don't think I got you. You ain't hit me back, man. I'll punch you in the eye. Anyway, everybody, please be patient. I'm going to definitely come to y'all. So we're going to keep this thing moving. I'm going to hit up the lines and see what's going on. 5444, Air It Out Radio, what's good?
Hey, Fire, what's up? How you doing? This is Trey, Infinity Records.
What's up, Trey? How are you?
All right. Happy holidays.
Yeah, you know what? I'm so sad to not even, like, go into that. Like, where they
all
ran.
I
want to
know
smoke
is, did you get you some new Jake Sparkle shoes?
I didn't. I'll have to get with her on that.
Okay.
Man and making. We the same size, so, you know, she a 10, so I can rock whatever she is. Yeah, so, anyway, you know, I didn't even ask Golden Girl the topic, but tonight's topic is, would you be with somebody that, you know, pretty much is running for president? Would you be with them? Could you do it?
I mean, I could float either way, but me being me, I'd say no. Some shit you just take to the grave, and they open up the whole can of worms on you. They go back like DAs, you know what I mean? Nah.
They do.
You know, Your Honor.
They will be all up in your business.
Your Honor, I have no recollection of those events, you know what I mean?
No,
but
the worst thing is they always pulling stuff ahead.
Yeah, but on the flip side, I make moves and stuff, you know what I mean? So don't nobody
right.
know my real dirt but me. You know,
uh-oh.
I don't
okay.
even think they could find out about it.
But
I wouldn't want to do it, no, because, like, you know, you're just too much open out there. Everything
okay.
you do is under a microscope. I'm cool.
That's true. That is definitely true. That's why I said I don't think I could do it. Definitely don't think. Now, imagine this girl is fly. She got a banging-ass body, pretty hair, pretty eyes, whatever the case is, nice personality, but she's going to run for president, got some good-ass coochie, whatever the case is. But you can't do it. No.
I still pass. it's another bus coming behind, huh?
I know that's right.
I still pass.
Pay that toll and get on. I know that's right.
Yeah.
So,
yo, special shout out to you. You got a lot of good things coming up in January. You got the whole city on lock waiting for some of this shit to pop off, you know what I mean? Air It Out Radio, Sneaker Village, January 14th. We there, you know. Shout out to all the Air It Out Radio fans and artists. Cashmere, look for that brother on front cover. Social Therapy magazine hitting the stands January the 1st.
Yeah, we don't even be talking about it that much. I gotta get with him on
it. Yeah, well, he's a humble dude. That's why I like him. I fucks with him. He's a real humble dude, you know what I mean? But he on the cover of that, you know, it's a new magazine hitting the Phillies, internet free. Everybody check it out. You know, shout out to the Machete King and the Have Nots. Yo, I heard one of their tracks today. That shit was dope. And the Have Nots.
They always throw out dope stuff.
Yeah. They definitely putting work into the lab and whatnot, you know.
Yeah, shout out to
Machete
King. I cut him off, too. I cut him off by accident. Sorry about that. I was trying to stick over and tell him. But, you know. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say, you know, the city's looking forward to your events, you know what I mean? Because you do things extra big. And I can personally attest, I've been to two. Sneaker Villa events with Air It Out Radio, and they've both been phenomenal. Over 60 artists at the first one, 50-some at the second one, all perform. She gets you in. She will get you in. You show up, I mean, don't like she said, don't be coming all that fast and be late, you know, you had to go smoke that last chocolate L or whatever.
Yeah.
Get your ass there on time. Start at 1 o'clock. she'll get you at. You'll get to perform.
And when I say them niggas is there at one, when them niggas is there at one, I mean they there at one.
Shit, I get there at 12:30 and I just find the closest restaurant around and bust a crowd. You know what I mean? It's like a job interview. Get your ass there.
Headbangers
video gonna be in the house. Tommy Brown, them cats. Yeah, I mean, yo, get your TV flirt on and shit with them boys. You know what I mean? That's number love in her fist.
There you go. So, all right, what's going on with GQ?
Let's see. Well, of course, we're doing your event January the 14th. We're turning around, heading up to Manhattan. We're doing a show at Slate Nightclub, 54 West 21st Street. It's some kind of fundraiser for diabetes, I think it is, or whatever. But it's a huge event up there. We're going to rock that out. I think we got something January 28th here in Philadelphia. And then we're going to be hitting the road. I'm going to say the beginning of March. We got a 5-city tour we're doing, North Carolina, South Carolina, D.C., Atlanta. I forget where the 5th city is. But yeah, we got some big things popping for 2012.
Wow.
And,
I'm so excited.
Yeah, and Infinity Records bought into an internet radio station. Will not compete with Fire because she is Fire. You can't touch that. It's like the female hammer. You can't touch that. But we're on 24/7 radio spins. Certain hours will be hosted by DJ Tommy Brown. From Headbangers Video has graciously accepted our offer to be our very first host. We'll be spinning music, doing interviews, artist spin packages. Our network is roughly 32 stations across the country. We got MiamiHotRadio.com, and it's spelled with the city name and hot, H-O-T-T, two T's, radio.com. So it's Philly, okay. P-H-I-L-L-Y. HotRadio.com, you got Miami, you got Brooklyn, Atlanta, L.A., Detroit. The list goes on and on and on. You can get your music spun in all these cities. And
how much is that?
We're finalizing the prices, you know what I mean? I have a list.
And you know that's what niggas
want to
know.
The artists.
You know
what niggas want to know. I'm going to keep it funky. You know what I mean? I'm not certain radio stations that want thousands of dollars. You know what I mean?
Right.
Spend a track for a day. They will remain nameless. But I'm talking weed money, fellas. You know what I mean? You know, you and your boys, y'all get y'all little half ounce and shit. You know what I mean? Just don't smoke that day.
There you go.
That's
boom.
That's it.
Okay.
Got to get your music heard across the country. If you guys get a deal, whether you're promoting your music, digital distribution yourself, you need people in other cities to buy units. You need to do numbers. And this is a way to do it. But we'll talk about that. This is Fire Show, right?
Definitely, when you know, definitely tweet it or post it on my Facebook so they can get it and all that good stuff, you know. And then
I'm
going to
get some kind of flyer made up or something with contact information, packages, what they run and stuff like that. Whether I do like a glossy thing or a paper thing, I'll have something at your event to pass out to people.
Yeah, definitely bring y'all promo to the event, please, yo. Please bring it. I'm going to try to have a table set up so y'all can put y'all stuff there and y'all can just drop whatever.
Oh, we want to sit down? Oh, shit.
No, I ain't say that.
Don't be feeding these niggas. Don't feed them.
I'm having my chair out this time. I'm definitely bringing a chair for myself to sit my fat ass down for it. I got to start bringing
All right,
we'll
just bring you some comfortable shoes. You like to rock them heels too much, though.
What? I had my sneakers on last time. I was good.
Oh, okay. You cool then.
Yeah, right. I was good, yeah. So, all right, we'll begin. Give me your info, and then let me know.
All right, well, you can reach us. I'll give you our URL. It's myurls.com/GQ. You can find all our online presence there, our Twitter, our Facebook. Our official website, you can reach me at Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y-V, Austin, A-L-S-T-O-N, at InfinityRecords.net. We got official, website, webmail and all that.
Okay.
But anyway, keep supporting Air It Out Radio, keep supporting Fire, keep supporting the Batcave. Shout out to DJ Wait a Minute. That mixtape was dope. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he went in on that joint. I think I'm going to get him to host one of Q's other mixtapes because he did such a great job on the Batcaves at Work. If y'all ain't got it, get it. It's fire. And that's spelled F-I-Y-A.
You know what? You said you could put an R in my name. I'm about to smack you for real.
I said F-I-Y-A.
Oh, okay. I'll smack sometimes. It won't come your way.
Yeah, I won't be smacked by you. All right, that's it. I'm going to let everybody else get on, you know what I mean? Thank you. We love you. Keep doing what you do. The song we're going to get into tonight, keeping with the mixtape theme, we're going to do an old mixtape Q did called Flowback, featuring Young Star. It's hot.
You know what? Give them GQ's info again one more time because somebody is hitting me up and asking me for
GQ. Is, you can reach us at it's www.itsmyurls.com. itsmyurls.com/GQ.
I'll
put it on fire as a tweeter wall so y'all can see it.
Yes, please put y'all stuff on my Twitter, please, because that way it would make my life easier. Way everybody can get it and I don't have to post it. I mean, I'll repost it, I'll retweet it and all that good stuff, but, you know, definitely put it on there so that everybody can get to it and whatnot. So as far as GQ goes, he will be at the Air It Out event on the 14th, right?
Yes, he will.
Don't have him
near Ollie. No, we fucks with you, Fire. And if you got something going down, we're going to represent. We will always show up for you.
I know. So, listen, I'm stalling right now because Blog is fucking up. But anyway.
If you got to get to another caller and get back to the song, that's fine, too.
No. Listen, at the end of the day, I'm going to try to get through everybody right now so I can keep it moving. But as far as GQ goes, does he have any, like, labels that are looking at him?
I mean, there's been some talk, but talks are falling through. Like, we had to sit down with an A&R from So Def with Jermaine Dupri. They were really feeling this one
really?
Call. Yeah, but
you
things didn't work
that.
Out. I mean, some deals, you just can't bite on everything, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just, you really can't bite on everything. And as that, we are an independent label, incorporated, LLC. We're looking for more of a distribution deal and or a single deal than an artist deal and or a 360 deal. No, you're not getting parts of my future wife not getting parts of me for 10 years. Kobe Bryant should have thought about that. Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to get me started on Kobe. But
shot the fuck out. Did you hear he dating what's her name? Kim Kardashian now?
Really? Wow, I didn't know that one.
The boy, what's his name? Odom or whatever his name is, that's married to Kim's sister.
Really?
He hooked him up. That's what I read.
I thought she was fucking with Kanye. I thought that was going down.
Well, from what I heard about the interview, well, I actually saw the interview on Wendy Williams' show. With his ex, with Kanye's ex, Amber Rose, and what she said, it was just a thing. Like when her and Kanye broke up and shit, she went and jumped up and down on Kanye. Well, Kim Kardashian jumped up and down on Kanye, and Amber went and jumped up and down on the football player that plays for Miami that she was fucking with. I forget his name.
Wow.
We have
to see what goes down on that, if, you know, more to come. But I think I'm ready to rock.
All right, thank you, Fire. Talk to you soon, baby. Love you.
All right.
Infinity and die.
Go back, can't hold that, wear it too well. Hold up, better load up, niggas is gel. Hit up, sell them again, Q, handle his biz. Cellular, Blackberry, shirt birds and catberries. Next sell, subscribe, 7100. I've been doing it up, yup, click in the cup. What? Paper in the tuck, but haters in the cup. What? Want a nigga down in the dirt for certain, I'm certain. still gonna live it up long as I breathe. So, ain't gonna change, not a thing I'm doing now. Cause how it's going down is what I say goes and everything else don't. My position, hey, stated exact. Opposition, great, y'all get to the back, huh? What y'all thought and dot was not hot.
Stop it.
You better quit snorting that dust, cause honest, none of y'all fucking with us. Player, learn your role quick and how to roll quick. Where you get punked, trunk, dump, side of the road shit. Old school, bada bing, bada boom. You gon' do what? Not a thing, then clear the room. Zoom like Air Nikes, alibi airtight. Was with this bitch, nose in the air tight like officer.
He was with me the whole night.
Dig me, on point, I cross like Mike Bibby. Handle the pressure, yes sir, niggas can't stick me. So far from the law, they can't get me with. No fear, switch gears, I'm too shifty. Keep dollars coming in, stacking up. Mama, take the steering wheel, back me up.
I got you, babe.
Pick and roll.
Pop that J.
Go get him.
If I don't cop a deal, don't think I'm mad either. I'ma still rap and get dough and be a mad diva. Y'all rap at shows, I just rap for dough. I'm hot and rhyming, so I like to spit my flow. I'ma still clap, react, and subscribe for fun. Don't make me tip the clip or subscribe your gun. Cause I say to myself, just don't fuck with no one. Y'all know how it be, black bitches draw me. I know y'all know how it be when it start getting deep. I gotta flow that bitch, better spit the energy. Gotta fight that bitch, better put a bitch to sleep. So there you go. I said it, I'm a roll ass bitch. Yeah. But can't nobody keep, I do some roll ass shit. I might hide it in the pit again. But where to begin? I had to heat it in my seat out to look for your friend. I got binoculars, scoping out for the lens. I got a Q right behind me, looking out for my bin.
Air It Out Radio is such a fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Shout out to everybody that tuned in so far and everybody that's hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. Also, shout out to Golden Girl who came through and blessed me with her presence, okay? Make sure y'all check her out on her Twitter. I think she said it was Golden Girl, G-I-G-I. So hit her up and check out her website, too. All right, I'm going to keep the line going and keep it moving and see what's going on. Last 4 digits of your number, I'm talking to you, 5135. Air It Out Radio, what's good?
Okay, everything good. What's up? What's up?
Who's this?
This is Willie Two Wheel from Twitter. That's what people call me, Willie Two Wheel from Twitter. But my name, I go by Willie Wheel, you know. So that's who this
Will.
Is. Yeah.
Hello. All right. I know you had some important information that you wanted to throw out there really quick about
your music.
Slow your roll, partner. Slow your roll.
Okay.
Nah, I'm just fucking with you. But nah, for real. Okay. Back to business. All right. So the topic tonight is: could you be with somebody that is about to run for presidency?
Yes. You know. Yes. Yes, because I'm living for the future, you know, and my future is to have my stuff together and get it together, you know, so you can't put it under a microscope and look at me and see everything is just crispy clean and things like that. So I would say yes, because I'm striving for perfection, you know, so yes.
So you would fuck with her? You would go
yes.
All the way with her? Okay.
Yes.
Even though your life is going to be under a microscope. Okay.
Yes.
All right, cool.
That comes with it. I'm scribing for perfection.
That comes with it. You're absolutely
you know,
right. It does.
I'm living for the future, so
living for the
let's
future.
Roll with it. Let's make it happen.
Okay. All right, so what's this important news you got to tell me? Go ahead. Break it down.
You know, I was on this show months back, and I didn't have anything. You let me spit a verse, but this time I went and bust some racks, got me a mixtape made. You know, I'm on ReverbNation.com/DWillieWheel. You know, no spaces, just like how I said it. I wish I had one of those screens. You can see how I said it, but that's my information.
All right.
And, I'm on Twitter, too, Willie, numeral 2, Will, at Willie 2 Will on Twitter. You know I'm hot. Got the hot tweet. I'm feeling myself a lot. And Facebook, Willie Will, W-I-L-L-I-E, space W-I-L. Okay, and that's my information.
Okay, yeah. Make sure you give me some damn music. You playing around over there. It's like the...
Yeah, I ain't
how many months
around.
You been on the show now? Come on, get it together.
I'm getting it together. It's a process, you know. Some people get
it
together in a snap. They get it together.
It don't take that long to email somebody something. It don't take that long. It takes like a couple minutes. Get it together.
I'm working off the phone.
I'm willing. I know.
And I'm on child support. So I can't snap my fingers and get it done like that. It's a lot to do.
So you mean to tell me you ain't got no track that you can, you know, email me right now?
No, exactly. I don't have no track.
You see the pause
right
in that? Did you see the pause?
it's not MP3. It's not MP3. It's WMA or something like that. W something like Windows Audio.
Okay. Yeah,
so
convert that going. Okay.
But I'm saying, if you could do this for me, just go to ReverbNation.com/WillieWill if you ever, you sound like you're so busy, like you never have time to do nothing but what you're supposed to do.
Listen, if you post it in my Twitter, and I'll listen to it. That's what y'all got to do.
Real stuff, I'm going to tell you something. I feel like I'm the best that's stepping his tiptoe in there, and I'm like... I got some proof. I can prove to you what I'm saying, you know. So
okay.
I'm gonna do that.
You do that for me. Post it in my Twitter for me, so I can take a look at it when I get a chance, and I'll listen to it on my own time. See, there you go. Boom. I done resolved that problem. Okay.
It won't be disappointing. I'm telling you.
All right.
Okay.
And I'll retweet it so everybody else can get it. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. See, Terrence.
There you go.
He don't never do that. I'll be praying, like, dude, retweet my stuff, and he don't do it. So I'm like, I ain't going to worry about what you're going to help me out.
Yeah, well, they a lot bigger than me, you know what I mean? Like, they ain't going to retweet every single thing. But I'll definitely retweet it, you know what I mean? So send it in, send the tweet to me, and I'll retweet, right?
Yes, I will.
All right. There you go. Thank you, Will, for calling up, babe.
You're welcome, Paya.
All right, Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I apologize to everybody being on hold. Please bear with me. I will get to you soon as I can. I'm going to go to 5115. I'm about to hang up on you. Who's this? Hello? Okay, yeah, they're in the session over there. All right, we're going to keep it moving. Yeah, come on, man. Get it together. 79. You know your last two digits of your phone number? Let me see if you do. 7915. Are you there?
7915. What you got?
That's you? That's you?
Yeah, that's me.
You just won $1 million. You just won $1 million. You're calling number 20. It's like, I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, for real?
I'm just fucking.
I get that. My PayPal is nonfiction914@yahoo.com.
Yeah, you wish, right?
What should I expect to see that?
Yeah, right? One day. So listen, shout out to Nonfiction. He's tuning in right now. The topic tonight is, would you be able to deal with somebody that's about to run for presidency?
Hell no.
No?
I already had encounters with Secret Service. I'm cool off of that. I don't want to be followed by them whatsoever. I don't want to mess up her chances of running for office. So,
but you'll still be hitting it on the side, right? On the low?
Nah, not all that. So, yeah,
no.
probably.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Yeah, probably. I'll probably still go in, but, After the term is over, I don't want to get her kicked out of office if she wants.
Yeah, right. You know you got to breeze through the White House at least once to see what it's hitting for.
Yeah, that probably would be popping, though. I ain't even
banging. I ain't on front. Yeah, we was going there one time, you know, knocking
down. Right on the balcony.
Yeah. Yeah, you really down again.
shot right up and everything else.
Media outreach. They'll clean it up tomorrow.
Stupid. All right, so what you got going on, Blood Money and everybody in the camp?
Well, we got a, I don't know if it actually dropped today, but we just looked at it. We run the street, DVD drop in The Wire with Meek Mills, Quilly Mills, Jadakiss, and Rick Ross on the cover. That's supposed to be the next one. Yeah, they put out a live performance from the South Sea Show and a couple of freestyles that we did on the block on there. So that should be Franklin Mills, Cheltenham Mall, like all the malls and the different music stores that even selling the DVDs and everything. That should be out today. I got a chat. Like, I ain't getting no tweet from them, but that should be out today.
The boy at the Cheltenham Mall still there? Damn, shout out to him.
Yeah, all the bootleggers. Okay. Everybody go ahead and jump.
Yeah, shout out to the bootleggers. Shout out to the bootleggers. Okay.
Yeah,
so I know you was telling me about you might be having a what was it, an event somewhere where artists can come down and perform. Is that like confirmed yet?
We're working on how exactly to put it together right now, because I don't want to call people out for something that's not promoted properly. And then, you know, everybody traveling from all different sides of the city, you know, to come down to something that's not official. So we still tweaking it out and working on exactly how we're going to do it. But that's Tarde Noche. If y'all want to check it out, it's the after-hour spot. We usually got it 5 minutes Fridays, Saturdays, some Sundays. But it's 5 until 7 in the morning. They be having the grill smoking.
Wow.
They got two bars, two DJs, one inside, one outside. It's a pretty nice spot.
Wow, 7 in the morning, they open like AC out this bitch.
Yeah, I'm cool. We do it all the time.
Okay.
So hopefully we can get a showcase put together, have some air it outers, you know, some Backcase 2.0 artists come down and perform.
Yeah. And shout out to Nonfiction, because people don't know he has the intro for Backcase 2.0. So if y'all ever tune in the beginning of the show, and
I was hyped the one day because I never listened to that joint. Like, I heard it. I always tune in too late, or I don't get to tune in at all because I don't be in the world too much. So one day I finally caught it from the very beginning of the show. I was like, damn, I actually got the theme song.
You're like, that's me. That's exciting, isn't it? That's exciting.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, what else you got going on? I mean, I know y'all usually have a lot of stuff popping off out of state.
Normally around this time of year, we'd be going out the West Coast. We didn't get to go to the Players Ball this year. It was too late notice. But we working on something for New Year's at the Vault Club. I don't know if we're going to be performing, but they are going to spin our records and we're going to get a VIP booth and everything. I think DJ Damon is going to be down there spinning. So,
okay.
That's how we
At the Boat Club.
What you say?
What you say? It's at the Boat Club?
The Vault.
The Vault Club. Okay.
Yeah. Now, the zone that used to be, what that used to be? The Vault. They used to be Fusion. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
I'm from Jersey.
That's my cue. That's my cue. Wow. Because I know y'all normally doing a lot of stuff. I still got to get AK on that cube. I have not forgot and air it out. So I know he still got that. He good with me. So what else you got going on? That's it?
Well, mainly we try to focus on getting some more music out. We got a Blood Money Pure Punishment mixtape that we finishing up right now. We about to drop that. That should be dropping in about a month. That's the latest, because we got all the tracks pretty much together. I sent most of them down to you. We Run the Streets. They got two more mixtapes about to come out. We on both of those. And, of course, the Sneaker Villa event, you know, we're looking forward to getting down there on time.
Yeah, and I hope y'all come this time, yes, early.
Actually,
that's early. Mm-hmm. Gotta come early.
I ain't realize we had the Million Man March down at last time. It was like, I saw everybody running into people from school, people from out of town. Like,
and this one is going to be bigger. It's going to be bigger this time, so just imagine. But,
definitely.
Yeah, because I got to get some footage of y'all for, you know, air it out, the YouTube, and definitely want to get that in there.
Yeah, I got to at least get a drop or something. Recently, I do most of my Facebook posts through Twitter, so you can get me on Twitter at nonfiction100100. And I don't even know what tracks you got.
You know, I got the one you sent in, Wanna Cry, I'm Going On, Maria, and Retreat Me. I think you played that last week. I think that's what you played, Whip to the Oils.
Wait, run that back. Say that one more time.
You know what,
you got the 100
Max.
Songs
on? Do I got what?
You got the 100 songs on?
I don't think I got that one.
Wait, run back what you got one more time.
Well, it's to the Oils, I Wanna Cry, I'm Going Hard, Maria, Sanchez, and Retweet Me.
I guess I'll play I'm Going Hard.
I'm Going Hard?
All right,
go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Going Hard. All right, nonfiction, I'm Going Hard. It's a promotional song about my everyday grind. Let's get it to
Air Out Radio.
I'm stacking bread. I'm on my job. Louis.
with my Boricua. I bought that Hummer, we surrounded by them chicas. My debit glass got me leaning on them Saturdays. Somebody called and said they heard me on the back case. Shout out to Afro, shout out to Mouth G, shout out to Uptown.
Let's go.
Throw up them UPC. I'm stacking bread,
yeah.
I'm on my job,
yeah.
I'm on my grind,
yeah.
I'm going hard.
Motherfuckers log on to www.airitoutradio.net. Shout out to that fire chick, a.k.a. the brown skin heifer. You already know this, Benji Jones, chairman and CEO of Wolfpack Music Group. Fuck with us or fuck out of here. On that note, I'm signing off as the A&R West Philly. God bless America.
Air It Out Radio is such a fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to nonfiction. I apologize. It came in a little early over there. Anyway, shout out to everybody that's hitting me up on Facebook and Twitter and hitting me up on, you know, via text. Shout out to Golden Girl who came through and showed me some love as well. Y'all can always, like I said, hit me up on my Facebook and Twitter, Air It Out Radio, and check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up 347-677-1163. If y'all want to send me some tracks or some drops for the show, y'all can send them to airitoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure you do not forget the ITS. It's very important. And I do not do any links. I don't do links. I toss them. I send you a nice little email back and say, look, I don't do this. So I have your tracks in by Sunday at 5. That's when I stop downloading. So Keisha wanted to know the rules. Every show has them. So Backhip 2.0 has the same thing Sunday before 5 o'clock. It's just old hip-hop over there. Underground hip hop, you know, trying to discover the next, you know, it factor, it thing, whatever you want to call it. But definitely, I'll post some stuff on my Twitter for Backhip. And shout out to Trey. And let me see who else hit me up on Facebook. I think his name Michael. He hit me up on Facebook as well. I can't really go to my Facebook like I really, really want to. I try to stay on Twitter because it goes to my phone because blog be acting up so much. I'm so scared to have all these pages open, so I don't really do it too often. But anyway, I'm going to hit up the lines a little bit more and see what's going on. Last 4 digits of your phone number, I'm talking to you. 6330, Air It Out Radio.
Fire.
What's good? Who's this?
What's up, mama? It's your boy, NJ.
NJ, what's going on? How are you?
What's good? I'm good.
I'm good. I forgot whose song that is, but anyway. Okay, NJ. So I know you was on a bad cave. You know what? I haven't put your footage up yet, the little behind-the-scenes thing. I'm trying to put all that together in like a little trailer, so look out for that. And
yeah, for sure. Add that to me.
Yeah, I definitely will. I definitely will. So, the topic tonight is, could you be with somebody that's going to run for presidency? The dilemma.
Could I run for president or could I be
Could you be with somebody that's, you know, your girl about to run for, to be a president? Would you stick around? Because you know they're going to be all in your business.
Yeah, I'm definitely with that.
Oh, Okay. I'm surprised y'all saying yes. Some of y'all saying yes, some of y'all saying no, but everybody pretty much saying yeah. I'm very, very shocked. Okay.
Yeah, because here's the thing. The more spotlight get put on her, the more spotlight get put on me, and I'm all with that.
You with it, but are you with the drama that's going to come with it? Like, you can't do nothing, and even your past is going to be revealed. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, I mean, that come with it. Like, if you want the spotlight.
You sneeze wrong. You sneeze wrong. They on your ass.
Look, man, I'm with it.
You with it?
I want that spotlight, so I'm with it.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. So, tell everybody what you got going on music-wise.
All right, I got my new single out right now called One Thing. It's getting a lot of love in the clubs, you know what I'm saying? A couple of radio stations banging it. Definitely Batcave 2.0, Air It Out, definitely. My next show going to be, you know what I mean, the Air It Out event. In my hood, 52nd and Market, you know what I'm saying? Sneaker Villa. That's my next big show. Definitely going to do a big.
Yes, that is going to be really nice.
I'm definitely
really
going to shout out my man Honcho. He was on earlier.
Yeah.
You know,
so, as far as, you know, your style and music or whatever, like, I know you have a mixtape coming out too?
Yeah, I got a mixtape coming out. It's called Forever Young. It's definitely going to be hosted by somebody nice. I ain't decide yet who it's going to be, but definitely got a couple DJs in mind, so look out for that. It's called Forever Young. The single, you can pick that up on iTunes, Amazon. You know what I'm saying? It's called One Thing by NG. Definitely pick that up. Support, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. And y'all can tweet me. I'm telling you, I'll retweet it. All y'all got to do is just tweet me, and I'll try to retweet whatever y'all send me. You know, so definitely do that if y'all get a chance or whatever. So. But, all right, go ahead. I'm sorry, you got shows coming up?
Well, my next show is, you know, January 14th, definitely Sneaker Villa Air It Out. That's my next show. You can always catch me down at Maxi's on Wednesdays. That's on Temple Campus. And on Thursdays at Club Rain, you can definitely catch me down there. And sometime I'll be on Mill Creek. I mean, shout out to Honest Fire. I'll definitely be down Mill Creek. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Honest Fire.
Yeah, definitely my big show, though. I'm looking forward to the Air It Out event, though, for sure.
Yes, definitely. Are you going? You know it's going to it could be on. You can be on Comcast or Fire if you pay $15. Okay, all right, cool. I'm glad y'all going to do that, man. $15, you can't really beat that. Like,
I'm on that.
I know that's right. Get that promo, I'm trying to tell you. So,
I need that.
Yeah, and you definitely support. Like, I really appreciate that. You be at everything that I do, and a lot of other people do too. And I don't want to start calling no names out because then people be like, "You ain't saying me, bitch." So I don't want to call any of that. But definitely appreciate everybody that support Air It Out and any movement that I do back here 2.0 as well. So I appreciate that. But,
enough.
Okay, you got anything else you wanna, you know, put out there before I get into one of your tracks?
Well, you know, just definitely look out for the mixtape that's called Forever Young that's coming soon. Definitely, if you haven't picked up the single on iTunes, you know, it's on Amazon. It's everywhere. Basically, got worldwide distribution on it. Def Jam Digital Distribution. Pick that up. One Thing by NG. That's about it. You know what I'm saying? That's about it.
That's major. You're so modest about it. All right, next thing.
I'm trying to do what I do. Video coming soon for sure, definitely. That's coming soon. I'm trying to wait for this quarter to be over. You know, first quarter, I'm trying to go hard.
Okay. And as far as your Facebook, Twitter, and all that goes.
Yeah, check me out on Facebook and Twitter. Your boy, NG. YABOYNG. I mean, that's easy. You know, hit me up on Twitter, Facebook. Hit me up on YouTube. Same thing, your boy NG. You know, it's all good. We trying to go hard.
And it's your boy. Make sure you tell him that it's your boy. YA, your boy. Because that, you know, some people are.
YABOYNG. Your boy NG. Definitely hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, any site you can think of. I'm on it. I'm going hard at that, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? Definitely look for that mixtape. Pick that single up.
Definitely. All right, what are we getting into tonight?
We're getting into my single. It's called One Thing. It's your boy NG. I'm right here with that brown skin hustler. That chick fire on Air It Out Radio. All right?
There it is. Air It Out Radio. You've just been
shit. I'm fly. I'm gonna spread my wings. We in the club and we're doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day. I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and it's doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day. Yup, it's your boy NDOT. I deal with more automobiles than PennDOT. Why I spend so much on a wristwatch? Cause time is money and I ain't got a lot. See, I spend it all, it's that to the fall. Just so this can ball, harder than Chris Paul. I lock top, I don't ever play rent it. Players only live once, that's why I stay in it. The weekend, I'm in the club again. With that new low shirt and them Uggs for men. The chicks love what they see me in. Models on the top, so let the night begin. We all bottle pop, liquid nitrogen's in the chain. All of that sea pain, got skins on the brain. I'm feeling like an airplane. We up in here and it's doing one thing. I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and it's doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day. I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and it's doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day. They surely wanna break me down. To see your big girls, and that's you one taking now. My dough is low, I'm sitting on paper now. Used to go coaster, class in Jamaica now. I got a little mama, I call her my flow rider. She bought a dollar plus, she give me good holler. You know I miss you, money ain't an issue. I let my miss do anything she wish to. She wanna freak them in them cheeks like tissue. She wanna shop and tag popper like my pistol. It don't stop, every night I'm on my gristle. Just trying to make it do what it do. I want that CL ocean blue, the hood see through. So when I'm coasting through, the hood see through. I'm feeling like an airplane. We up in here and it's doing one thing. I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and it's doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day. I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and it's doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day.
Go ahead and tweet about it. Go ahead and tweet about it. By tomorrow, everybody gon' read about it. I'm up in here, I'm the man. I got drinks, I got a pot full of wine.
I come in the club, soap fresh, hoping sex. Find a tie that fly, write a moping check. A double shot of Henny in the cold light. Me and Bree hit the floor tonight. I wanna see them tight. Mama sipping them wet roses. I can't lie, I let them select those. You make a brother wanna grab and touch you. I love the way the cash muscle. Look in them hills. You make me wanna pay your bills and move you out Chestnut Hill. I ain't pressed but still. I'm feeling like an airplane. We up in here and it's doing one thing. I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and it's doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day. I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and it's doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day.
From my legs to a head, she got a thing. I can't help but stare at a frame. What's good, baby? This is the R&B Prince, J. Roseanne. You tuning in to the hottest radio show out right now. Air It Out Radio, baby. Competition won't see none.
Exactly. Competition, I see none. Air It Out Radio is actually fire. Make sure you go check out the website, airitoutradio.net. You've officially been snacked with all the artists that's underground right here on the show. And if you haven't sent any of your music in, send it to airitoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3 and no links. I don't do them and have it in before Sunday. And I play all music here. you know, pop rock, all that stuff. So y'all feel free to be creative in sending me of y'all tracks in. If y'all didn't hear by now, January 14th, Saturday, 1 to 5, it goes down at the Sneaker Villa, well, they call it Villa Now, at the Villa on 52nd and Market, all right? Kendra J will be there, Tommy Brown, a lot of the Air and Outers, the Headbanger Entertainment will be in there. Also, Rooks, he'll be in there taking some photos. And I'm hoping we can get AQ to stop by. I know he's busy or whatever. Maybe he can do some stuff. And I think Steve might be coming through to do some video. We'll see how that goes into play. But it will be on Comcast and Verizon. If you guys are willing to pay the $15 to get yourself promoted. Other than that, it's a free event. Come out and get your videos, pics, and interviews. All that stuff is free. Check out YouTube on Air It Out Radio, and y'all can see kind of, you know, how it goes down. Every year, like I said, it gets bigger every year. Every time, it gets bigger and bigger. Last time, it was like 60-something artists, and I had to stop everybody, you know, else that wanted to come in and do the show. You're only going to get one track this time, guys, one track, and it definitely has to be clean, all right? Make sure y'all have it on MP3, a CD. We're not doing USBs. We're not doing waves. We're not doing anything else but a CD, and it has to be an MP3, all right? And make sure it's labeled. If you don't, I'll have a marker there for y'all to label y'all shit. But at the end of the day, one track only, all right? So I'm sorry, guys. It's getting a little too big right now to do, like, 5 or 6 songs and do it like that. I'm sorry. But DJ Wait a Minute will be on the ones and twos, and you know, make sure y'all hit him up at DJ Wait a Minute on Twitter, and Ricky Knight and DJ Wait a Minute, y'all can catch me on Backhead 2.0 on Tuesdays 12 to 3, which is tomorrow, 91.7 FM Backhead number 2 POINT0.com, and y'all can check my Air It Out Radio tweets too, because I'll definitely be posting it over there. Okay, check out the Dat Work. Okay, Volume 1 Mixtape, and that's under Reverb Nation Backkey 2P0, all right? So, I'm hit up the lines a little bit more. Like I said, I'm going to try to keep this going and see what's going on. 5115, I came to you, yo. I don't know what happened to you, dog. All right, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more and see if I can, you know, get Blog on my side right now. You know what I mean? 7454, who's this? Hello? Okay. All righty then. We're going to keep it moving. I know y'all like that. The next caller is going to love that because they get to get bumped. All right. So y'all heard me, right? 7454. He just got bumped. Let me keep it moving and see if it's popping over here in Jersey. You know what I mean? My home state. 8043. What's good?
That chick fire. What's good with you, baby?
Who's this?
Your boy R&B Irv, you already know.
You already know.
You already know.
Okay.
What's good? Air It Out Radio, what's poppin'? It's your boy R&B Irv representing the Takeover Inc. You know.
You extra hype today. What's going on?
Oh, you know me. You know my energy. Stay up. You know I got that ADDDDDDDDDDD.
You know what?
What's good with it?
Well, you know, doing a radio thing. Just had Gigi on, Golden Girls.
Big ups to Golden Girl doing her thing. I used to check out all the time. She used to stay blazing the station, especially late
nights.
Yeah.
Oh, for real.
Power 99 ain't the same
I
without
know.
Her. You
know? I know. I don't know. What were they thinking? But tonight's topic is, all right, could you be with somebody that's about to run for presidency?
Run for presidency?
Yeah. Why
you
about
know.
To go in? Like, could you stick by side?
Yeah.
No doing no bad
credit.
Stuff. Jaywalking or nothing. Smoking no weed.
Don't
nothing.
Even know, huh? Just pops up. She's just like running
you
for president.
You gotta be clean.
I probably could do it. You know, if like you know did something like that, I probably could. You know what I'm saying? But you know, because you know, it's insurance, credit card, credit. You know, she got the law on her side. You know, I need the cops, on my side, you know. I need a good lawyer, you know.
You know I need a good lawyer. They ain't
nah.
always on your side.
They oh, no, definitely ain't. Yeah. They probably look for me right now. Let me stop. But, yeah, I don't know, you know. See, I play the position. I mean, just because she's running for presidency and whatever don't mean I'm going to be with her, you know?
Oh,
I don't know. Would you be with somebody running for presidency?
No.
Oh, why not?
I'm going to keep it real because I can't
too much
keep
attention.
It clean like that.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I can't keep it clean like that. I'm sorry. I know I'm going to fuck up somewhere along the road.
Yeah,
like,
it'll be all
DJ
out.
Yeah.
You gotta worry about them paparazzis, too.
Hey, just ran a red light.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That hits the front page.
Mm-hmm. For real. Nah.
Like, this
I'm
nigga
good.
Bought me a burger. Yeah, on the front page. Yep.
Yeah. The word.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, but I think I'm good. I think I'm good, you know. I really wouldn't, you know, take it too far with all that. Too much attention
yeah.
for me. I mean, attention is one thing, you know, but good attention, you know.
You know what it is? Because I look at, what's her name, the lady that, the dude over England and his wife, how they looking at her, they look at your body all up and down like, oh, she just got a baby bump and come on, man.
Yeah, one scar under her left cheek, yeah,
Like her she's bringing out. Her
mm-hmm.
titties, one titty bigger than the other. Like, come on, like.
Oh, yeah,
it just
needs
some other stuff. Like, at the end of the day, no.
Too much.
I can't do it.
And then they start pointing out stuff, and the person you're dealing with that you ain't even noticed. Like, oh, you got you got three titties. Hold up.
Yeah, and what's wrong with your toe? Yeah, that's how I didn't notice that toe before. Look at that bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
yeah
too
you
much.
Looking at shit. Yeah, that's too much.
I'd rather keep it simple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, music-wise, what you got going on? What's up? What's
over there? You know, the Ink. We still doing it up. You know, we got shows, venues, and everything. I got a R&B showcase coming up out here in Atlantic City. You know, take over Ink. You know, we was nominated for the South Jersey Music Awards. John came up
great.
In the top five over there. I came R&B Irv, R&B Singer of the Year, the top three. So, yeah, I mean, I'm happy, you know, right now we just, you know, putting everybody's finishing touches right now. I got pretty much the ideas of the mixtape right now. I'm just figuring out, you know, the titles and stuff like that of Minds and stuff because there's so much music to go through. But I just want to put out a good quality CD, you know, with the covers
right.
and everything. You know, I ain't trying to put out no backyard bullshit, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean, like it's not. I mean, like a hustle is hustle. You know what I mean? You want people to hear your music, acknowledge it. But you know,
right.
if you're not gonna put out some material that have niggas like, wow, you know what I mean? Save your time, save your energy. Like, if it ain't gonna be that shit, don't even do it. Like, you know what I mean? Big up to all the Aired Outers. You know, I mean,
yeah.
a lot of people doing their
are
thing.
Are you coming to the?
Are you on the 14th? You already know it's on my schedule. Come
okay.
on, you know better. I mean, the last time you hit me with late notice, you know what I mean? We ain't gonna get in all that, you know what I mean? For that, because you know, I've been there from the start, you know. But definitely, I'll definitely be there coming in, you know, rock a drum.
We definitely
you know.
Need some more R&B on there, cause like people don't understand it's not just hip hop, it's R&B.
Yeah.
It's all ages. So it could be
definitely.
A party.
Bring your kids.
Yes,
I stay coming in with my baby mom, my son. You know how we do. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was looking for you the other day for Christmas, too.
He was looking for me? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, he was looking for you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I told him, I said, that fire chick. He said, just wear them heels, and he good. You know what I mean?
He said, wear them heels, right? I know that's right.
He's definitely looking for you. Like, yeah, I'm going to get that.
See,
you
starting him out early,
man.
You starting out early.
Yeah, you already know. You got to get him right. Got to get him prepared. But other than that, you know, we just, everybody's, you know, sit back, you know, mad work done. So we mixing the master, we're pushing the CDs, you know, Chase pushing his CD, Rev Rum, he doing showcases and stuff out here. Ice, you know, they still doing their thing. Jay Cargo, he's doing production. Like, I think he just sent something overseas, like international with the production, so it's crazy. BR,
right.
he's still on a management tip and everything. Just got a good position on some management, John, too. So big ups to BR on that. You know,
okay.
me, you know, still daddy
y'all
thing.
Deep like, y'all deep like the woo and everything.
Yeah, and everybody goes
y'all
in. Like, yeah.
Yeah, y'all too. I will give y'all that. Y'all definitely deep.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So as far as, you know, your website and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely hit us up. You know, you can hit me up, R&B Irv, on Facebook, R&B Irv 27 on Twitter. The Takeover Inc. on anything. Just type in www.thetakeoverinc.com. Inboxes. You know, you can Google The Takeover and you can find us. You know what I'm saying? Blog, Twitter, Facebook. We on everything. You know what I mean? If you're just looking for me, you know, you can go in there and, you know, send me an inbox or a message or something. I get back at you, too. I'm on Facebook, too, R&B Irv. You know what I mean? You want my government. You know what I mean? My name is Official Patton. Don't even worry about Irvin Russell, you know. But, you know what I mean, just hit me up. A lot of people, you know what I mean, I'm open for any collabs, any type of collabs, any type of artists. You know what I mean? I got beats, you got beats, I got, you know, knee hooks, whatever. So definitely, we definitely doing it, we definitely moving. Music is my life, so, you know, we do it all day, every day, you know, all even right. in my sleep, you know what I'm saying?
What are you for you?
Mm-hmm. I do it in my sleep. Wake up. That'd be crazy, right? You wake up, a nigga just starts singing. He's like, nigga, shut up.
You know, I would not be surprised. I know it's going to happen before.
Mm-hmm.
So,
definitely.
All right, what are we getting into tonight?
You still got to play these games?
Sorry, I'm just yeah, I got to play these games in there.
I think that's the one you like right there, right?
Yeah, I don't know why you stopped playing. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Man, you stopped playing it, man. You don't love
back,
it no more.
Man, back.
Well, definitely, let's get into that one right there. This is Play These Games by your boy R&B Irv, representing Takeover Inc. Big ups to Fire. Get at me.
It is Air Dot Radio, baby.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy BC. You now listening to Air It Out Radio. Holla at your boy. Yeah.
Air It Out Radio is at your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Shout out to Nina Capone, man. She hit me up on Twitter. I am so fucking shocked. It's going to fucking snow. And also, shout out to NG. Hit me up on Facebook and Twitter as well. Listen, if y'all want to send me some drops, send them to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3. Please do not leave any links. I don't do them. Send you a nice little email back and tell you I don't do that. So anyway, y'all can hit me up on Bad K 2.0 when Tuesdays. Actually Wednesday, but Tuesday night, midnight to 3 a.m. 91.7 FM with DJ Wait a Minute and Ricky Knight. You gotta get that drop in there. Okay. And y'all can also make sure y'all check out That Work Volume 1 on Reverb Nation, Batcave number 2P0, okay? DJ Wait a Minute worked very hard on that. Shout out to every artist that was on the mixtape. You know, y'all did y'all thing. And the next one will be, we'll have like a little list for the next one. So feel free to sign up for that. I think it's $15 this time, y'all, for that. And Footy for the cover. Also, if y'all need any edits or whatever, make sure y'all hit up for Shetty King. And, January the 14th, it goes down, all right? The Air It Out Radio tour continues. January 14th, 1 to 5, videos, pics, interviews, all that stuff is free. And also, if you want to go the extra mile, pay the $15, you can be on Comcast and Verizon. Shout out to Tommy Brown and the Headbangers Entertainment for hooking that up for me. Make sure y'all hit him up on Twitter. I think it's Tommy Brown HB. I think that's what it is. I'll retweet it on my Twitter so y'all can check that out. Also, the first annual Pool Olympics at the Arts Garage, that's 1533 Ridge Avenue, the 19th of January, 8 to 11, I apologize. And there's going to be some raffles and drink specials, and me and Tone Trump will be judging the pool competition. Just to let y'all know, there will be ladies with clothes on. Right? I was just informed to let you know that. Shout out to Angel for giving me the opportunity. Trizzy will be on the microphone hosting that joint. I don't know who's DJing. I was trying to get DJ Wait a Minute in there, but didn't work. So shout out to them. Shout out to the Vixens, Have Nine, Blood Money, Team Heat. Shout out to them. We got to get more of them on the line. Even let's make that happen. And Jay Griff. I don't know if he's on the line or not. Jay Walker. Kay Walker. And let me see who else hit me up on Twitter really quick so I can really go through that. Nightcrawler, I know you're on the line. Shout out to him. And, okay, well, if I forgot you, I'll definitely get you on the next one. Also, shout out to Golden Girl who came through talking about she was going to smack the shit out of Fabby. She told him, I love her. She is too fucking funny. I love that shit. That's real talk, though. Like, she's the realest motherfucker I had on so far. Like, you know, she really just kept it real, like, you know, motherfuckers be candy cold and stuff. So, shout out to her. She was very entertaining as well. And I think EQ's on the line. And definitely want to get to him soon. So, please be patient and all that good stuff. We want to get to everybody. There's a couple people that have called your name out and your number out or whatever. 15, 56, and 51, 15, 74, 54. I came to y'all and y'all did not say nothing, so I'm going to go to everybody else first and then come back to y'all. Hopefully y'all still be around. If not, definitely appreciate y'all coming through. I'm going to go to 6643.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, E-Burners.
E-Burners.
What's the dilly?
What's going on? So, you know, I got to hit you with the topic really quick before you go into your, you know, promo. All right.
Yeah.
Would you? Mm-hmm. That was me, boo. Be quiet. My dog barking like, you know, it's going down. he like, yep, what's going on, bitch? Listen, so could you be with somebody that would run for presidency?
It depends on how long we were together. If it was something new, I'd probably be like, nah. Just because
yeah,
I would still want to do me at the end of the day. But if I was with her for a while and we was together or whatever, like, why wouldn't I support her? I think any man should support his woman anyway, so whatever she want to do, like, why not?
That wouldn't be too much for you, though?
Nah, I can chill. I fall back. I try to stay out of the public eye as much as possible, but, you know.
Ooh, you a good man. That's what's up. I know that's right. So you'll put your rap for real? You'll put your rap career on?
That's something major, though. Huh?
You'll put your rap career on for her.
Nah, I'm rapping about certain shit. That's all.
Right.
Why not? Okay. It's too much shit to rap about in the world. You ain't got to base your shit on just the negative, so.
That's true.
It's positive rappers who filthy rich right now, so.
That's true.
Will Smith never cursed, and that nigga's filthy. So, at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely right about that.
Hey, you got to support your boo thing. If that's your boo thing, you got to support it.
Mm-hmm.
And if she that's really her goal and you knew that from the jump, why not?
Okay. All right, so what you got going on music-wise?
Wow. I got so much going on right now. It's just I'm producing Dollface Bunny whole mix CD. Team Heat producing that. I got Rel Kavazie dropping from Team Heat. Will Jesus dropping from Team Heat. My mix CD dropped the top of the year. Cuddy Files Volume 2 for the ladies. That's just for the ladies. Guys, sorry. I'll have some more hood shit for y'all in a minute. But then I'm just working on Money Well Invested. I'm like 30 songs deep right now. You know what I mean? It's some Air Dollars on the album so far. I didn't get all my collabs up yet, so... The ones I do have, like, they promising. So, just a bunch of collabos with everybody, man. I got a tour starting in February. And, like, I'm going to be on the West Coast some and certain other places. But I keep y'all posted on that. And the Air It Out show, you know. I'm on the Batcave 2.0 mix CD, you know. Got a little Otis John on there, something old, but I think I killed it, so.
There you go.
Know. It's all about money well invested in 2012, man. Oh, yeah, I done shot like 15 videos, so we moving. Heat in the building, like it's getting real crazy right now. Oh, yeah, I got another artist, my man Shorty Raw, coming out with something, too. And I got a female rapper that's about to be a problem. I ain't even gonna release her name yet. It's gonna be
Besides Bunny,
yeah.
Wow.
Bunny, I'm just producing her album. I got a female rapper that's on Team Heat.
Okay.
But I ain't gonna release her name yet, you know.
Okay. But I know how Bunny is. She real, like, you know, overly protective over her little position as the only female. She
far away,
don't
right.
like that shit. Yeah, don't like who? Who?
She
what?
Right. She be alright. She be
alright. She rounds the bed. She
rounds the bed. We do it big over here. It's room for everybody, man. We got it. It's coming. All my Air Dollars, man. I got y'all. Whatever y'all need, just hit me up, man. Just get at me. I got y'all, so... That's an open invite to everybody that's dedicated to Air It Out Radio. It's whatever. Y'all got it.
I got a request from a couple people that was trying to find you on Facebook and Twitter. They suggest that you put an apostrophe in your name, like E and then -Burners, so that you're easier to find, I guess, because by you putting it all together, I guess it's hard for them to find it. So,
oh, I can't change it now. I trademarked it, so.
Oh, okay. Maybe in the future.
I guess if y'all don't get familiar with the name, I ain't doing my job. Y'all should know how to spell it off the bat.
Oh.
I would do that, but I mean, when I apostrophe, like some people might call me E, and then like I try to stay off the two names, like Young or Little, or like I just made it one name, like.
Right.
I think, well, I mean, that's a good suggestion, though. I listen to it. Like,
yeah, I had like three people ask me.
for you to do.
Because a lot of people don't even call me E-Burners. They might just say Burners and stuff like that. But I put the E on it to symbolize me, really. Like, instead of Burners, if you just look at Burners, you won't automatically think I'm rapping about guns all the time. So
at the end of the day,
I put it like that. So, like, it would distinguish it as it not being just Burners.
Right.
So,
So, go ahead.
I didn't pick the name. I was deemed the name, so, you know.
You was what?
I kept burning shit. People gave me a name. I was just burning shit up, burning tracks, burning ciphers, burning artists. Like, it was, you know. And somebody just called me, and I ran with it.
Oh, no, that's right. You got to run with it if that's what it is. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, give them your info so they can reach you. You still using your It's My URL?
Yeah, y'all got me on itsmyurls.com/onlyoneeburners. One word, EBURNAS, not ERSAS. EBURNERS. You should, if you Google that name, then you'll probably see like 15 pages worth of shit on Google, but or more. So you never know. It's another nigga with my name, but he can't, if he use it, he ain't making no money, so it don't matter.
Up.
He ain't doing nothing. He's horrible. And if anybody know him, tell him I said he's horrible and he need to kill himself. Because he's fucking trash using my name and I don't like it. I ain't got no drama. He don't want that. He don't want that.
No.
Not at all. Right. He don't even want that. So, yeah, I mean, what we get into, what do I got? I ain't even got nothing up there. I'm slacking. Sheesh.
You ain't slacking.
Do you got I'm ready?
I'm ready?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Did I send that to you or did I send that to the Batcave? I'm trying to think.
I think you sent that to the Batcave.
I ain't heard that shit yet. Play Major Moves.
Major Moves again.
With me and Black Cancer, yeah. That's on money well invested already, so.
All right, go ahead.
Featuring me and Black Cancer, man. I would freestyle, but Fire got me on too late. So.
Sorry.
Major moves.
That's the way
the
lines
are. Huh?
I said, that's the way the lines is, man. It'd be crazy.
I know. I ain't mad at you. That means it's popping. That means we doing our job.
Exactly. Promo.
Everybody be there the 14th. It's going down.
It's going down. And our radio. Major Moves, E-Burners, you already know. And I already know.
Dutch burning as the world do the same. In this city of lions, only the thorough remains. Yet the good die young. Niggas start from the hood, I young. Learn early, play your part, or you could die cut. Edit your life, you never live twice. Silence is golden, soldiers get them veteran stripes. Dickheads get the opposite and never see light. F-U-C-K-C-F-C-F, prison and white. Yeah, the stereotype. Middle finger wave, screaming, you'll never catch me when you're in a bite. Shit, I headed up to here with the strife, but short times get worse. So I live first, rhyme and work. Lime and purse is a common dessert. Make sure my fame straight like my dick first. I'm flying, I'm open, I pilot turf.
Man, the move getting made over here. Yeah.
In my own lane, dark when I beat, all get a cheat. Of the nitro that I toss when I speak, sort of your meat. My objective is the boss to the teeth, or in the sheet. Get cream like an Oreo beat, walk in the stream.
The difference between us and them is not swim. We set the bar, we epitomize the slim. The big game, so sick, man, get the pressure. We killing them out here, I can't see better. BC, the game is wide open for the taking. Somebody gon' break fast, cheese, eggs, and bacon. Millionaires in the making, will never be mistaken. I'm a star, check out the bars, I'm Troy Aikman. Major moves getting made over here. Well prepared, time to open up here. We do it for the hood, grind in the street. Ain't got me, so we down on our feet.
And our radio is section fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. We're going to get right back into my lives and see what's going. You know, we only got a short period of time, people, so please try to keep it short and sweet. I know we're toward the end, and I know you have been patient and all that good stuff. It seems like people are just popping up at the end of the moment, like y'all know we're toward the end of the show. Anyway, we're going to go into 1910, Air It Out Radio. What's good?
What up, what up? It's your boy EQ, Illadel Styles, Cartel 215 and all that.
Fire! Ah! You scared me. What's going on, EQ? How are you?
Today?
He was like...
Well, first of all, let me say happy holidays, Merry Christmas to everybody, because ain't nobody said that all night long.
Yes, somebody did.
I've been listening. I ain't really hear nobody
I forgot who it was. I think it was Machete King, I think.
Oh, okay. All right. It must have been Malolo.
Yeah, it was really quick.
This is the last show of the year. People ain't say nothing about that.
That's true. It is. It definitely is. You know what it is? Because time is going by so quick. Like, you don't even realize it.
Yeah. Well, I was happy to be a part of this year with you. You know, it was a beautiful experience. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, man.
For real.
Crazy.
And you did a lot in 1 year. Seriously. I mean, with the promo tour, you know what I'm saying, and getting artists exposed and elevating the radio station from just having a blog talk to now being on Batcave. I mean, the elevation is there. Ain't nobody talking about that.
Right. It was cool. That was cool. Like, you know, it's more to go. It's much more to go. More to come.
I know, but just to see, you got to understand, when you see somebody start off in January and end of December, and you can see the achievement, it should be talked about and recognized. And I just wanted to say that. Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Aw, thank you.
Congratulations. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
You put it together. Look, I'm like,
okay,
pat myself on the back, but go ahead.
You did a lot in a year, straight up. Seriously.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? So now, you know what I'm saying, as far as that question is concerned, you got to understand, my record is clean. So, you know, at the end of the day, sure, why not? Why not marry somebody of that caliber? I'm good with
now,
it.
Now, you got to keep in mind that you can't be friends with certain people because then they're going to look at that too. Like, it's not just you.
It depends. I'll put it this way. I'll say this. A lot of stuff that the president and all them do behind closed doors, you won't hear about it unless they want to promote a scandal. You know what I'm saying to you? But other than that, I mean, it just depends where your head is at the time you marry that person. I mean, if you know you're trying to change the caliber of your life, then you know you're going to step your game up. But at the end of the day, you know, if you're not trying to do that, then you ain't going to make that move. Me personally, it would just be an opportunity to step my game up, to be on that side of the tracks, you know what I'm saying? Because you can get into more avenues of finances, more avenues of just connections. So, you know what I'm saying? You would think different. You would definitely be on a different level. You know what I mean? As long as you, whatever level you want right now, that's where you're going to be until somebody else is able to help you elevate or see a different light. So
at the
end of the day, if you marry somebody like that or that caliber, obviously you're going to the next level of your life. So it's time to make that change, you know? Some people might be scared of it.
I can do it.
I love elevation. You know what I'm saying? Elevation is motivation for me. So at the end of the day, I'm always
working. Would you be willing to put your things on hold for that person, though? Like, all your video, all your raps, all your artists, all that stuff might be on hold for a minute. Are you willing to do that?
You know what? I don't know if I want to give you. I want to give you a straight up comment. I think at the end of the day, what I'm doing with this artist development and teaching artists what to do, I mean, at the end of the day, they would be on their own, definitely. You know what I'm saying? And
okay.
And I would, you know, I'd be making a new move, and it'd probably be better for the better for them because I would have different connections in different places. So
at the end of the day,
you got to look at it from that perspective. It is a downside to where I can't work closely with them if they the type that like to be out smoking weed, whatever. But at the end of the day, I can sure enough send a kite and make sure that they get the proper connections they need. So, you know, you don't totally cut all your friends off, but you can always send a kite. It's somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody. And you send that kite if you really care. You know what I'm saying? If you really care, you was really real with yourself, you'll send that kite. So that's how I see it.
And
you know what I'm saying? That's a whole other level.
That's true. That can be done. So what is you got going on?
I was the victim. I'm telling everybody right now, check your computer. Check your and get the Norton antivirus and put it on your Facebook, man, because they got a new thing for that. And I was the victim. Actually, it started last week. Somebody hacked my Facebook page. When they hacked the Facebook page, they actually somehow or another got in my computer. And today, I was the victim of a crash. I've been up since 8 o'clock this morning. It's 12. I've been fixing my computer ever since.
Wow.
Every time I had to call the Sony people, I had to call the software people. I mean, you can imagine I got millions and tons of software on my computer. So imagine all that I had to reinstall again. Crazy. Crazy.
Wow, I can imagine.
Crazy.
Well, I had my Facebook hacked, so I can imagine your pain.
Not just the Facebook. Facebook was one thing. I'm talking about it crashed my whole computer. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about music programs. I was in the middle of doing a video for somebody. I mean, everything you could possibly imagine right now went wrong today. But, you know, by the grace of God, and stores stayed and open to 5 o'clock, I was able to call technical support and get some help. And right now I'm just in the reinstall process right now. I'll be up to about 3 or 4 in the morning trying to take care of this.
Wow.
So I tell people right now, update your virus software, it is very important. Update your, man, you don't want to get caught in the rain like me. Update your stuff. It's very important. Don't put it off. Oh, I'll get it next week. Don't do it. Update your
shit. Update your shit. Okay. So music-wise, what you got going on? Because you know
I told you last week, you know what I'm saying, we got all the artists, Last Don at Dakota Black, my man Jay Sean, and Miss Caddy. Actually, Miss Caddy, if you've been paying attention on Facebook and YouTube, Miss Caddy actually got the attention of Nicki Minaj, and they've been doing subliminal songs back and forth. So you might want to check that out on YouTube. That's kind of crazy.
Check that out,
Yeah. So between that situation and my new artist and some other artists that's been calling me and trying to get on board, first quarter, I'm just really going to hit y'all hard. So I just want to end the year saying it's been a blessing to work with y'all with the movie. The movie, we're going to do another premiere in February. You know what I'm saying? For all those who didn't see it. And definitely that's going to be hot because we're definitely going to get a couple of other people on board for that situation for TV promotion and different things like that. And then we'll probably put out on DVD maybe in the spring. So look forward to the movie. You know, you still didn't, if you did not see the naked pictures and the naked footage that we had by a chick, then you're missing something. It's crazy.
Nipples and everything. Nipples and everything. Y'all got to check that out.
Yeah.
You know, and I need to get paid for that. So y'all definitely got to.
Pre-promotion. See,
that's
I told you, you need to go to a movie set with me, and I can get you all the women. Trust me.
Definitely. All right, well, you know we run out of time, so what are we going to do? Are we getting into a song, or you just...
No, you know, 54, maybe get another call or whatever, but I definitely want to come back into the next year with some new songs for you and just be on a better trip with you guys. At the end of the day, I love y'all. Shout out to everybody, Trey McNair, you know what I mean, GQ, Machete King, Cashmere, Black Cancer, you know what I'm saying, all of y'all, The Die, you know what I'm saying, all of y'all, man. I really love y'all. It's been a good year for y'all, and And I respect everything y'all doing and keep the grind up. And once again, I can just say I just love y'all from the bottom of my heart. And God bless you and have a great.
Aww.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely. That's real from the heart. You know what I'm saying? No,
I know.
Yeah, yeah,
I
thought yeah.
I was, bro. That's what's up. We appreciate that. We appreciate that. I'm sure all the Aired Outers is definitely loving that. So,
all
right,
babe.
Thank you for tuning in. I know you was on hold for a minute. Definitely appreciate that.
It's all good. I expect that every week now.
How are you?
I'll talk to you later.
All right. Aired Out Radio with That Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website. Aired Out Radio. .net, and I would say hit me up on the line, but, you know, we're about to close and join out. But I got a couple callers just on the line lingering. I did not get a chance to get to you. I came to some of y'all earlier. I know I got, like, one, 9973, who, yeah, there you go, 9973. I didn't get a chance to get to you a little later, but what's going on? Aired Out Radio, what's good?
Oh, what's good with you, you know?
Who's this?
This is Money Mike, what you like, you know? I'm out here promoting my mixtapes and whatnot, you know? I'm out of Louisiana, you know? If you want to look me up, you can check me out at www.youtube.com/MoneyMike, what you like, WHATYOU. Don't space me out. Again, that's Money Mike, what you like, you know? Shout out to Willie to Will, you know? It's my promoter
there. Okay, shout out to Will. Okay. All right. Can you make sure you tweet me? Can you make sure you tweet me with all your info so I can retweet it?
Okay. Okay. Tweet you right. With it, huh?
Yeah. Tweet
okay,
me with
I'll,
it. Will it give you the info? But if you don't know, it's Aired Out Radio all together, no spaces. So tweet me so I can retweet you to everybody so they can follow you and stuff. All right.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. You know, I like to say, everybody that's rapping out there, make sure they stay on their grind. Don't stop, because the minute you stop, you can, you know, blow or whatnot. You know, you can make it to the top. Believe that.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Money Mike.
All right. Thank you. God bless America.
God bless America. I like that. Aired Out Radio. Is that Chick Fire? Make sure y'all check out the website, airedoutradio.net. Shout out to everybody that tuned in so far. Money Mike, what's up? He a newbie. Herb, R&B Herb, Will to Will. Like, if y'all ain't checking him out on Twitter, make sure y'all check him out. Nonfiction, NG, E-Burners, Golden Girl came through. Shout out to her. Hancho, Kashmir. Machete King, who else was on the line? Oh my God, it was a lot of people. There's a couple people that hung up and I didn't get a chance to get to you. 51, 15, 74, 54, 15, 56, I think 51, 35. I think I didn't get a chance to get to them, but I'm not going to be able to get to you right now. I got to run down a couple more things really quick. I apologize so much. But anyway, like I said, January 14th, the Sneaker Villa Aired Out Tour is going down on Saturday, 1 to 5. And all that is free video pics and interviews. All that's free. Make sure y'all check out the YouTube Aired Out Radio. Kendra G, Tommy Brown from Headbangers Entertainment. He'll be there recording y'all. If y'all want to be on Comcast or Verizon, it's $15. Also, check me out. Me, Ricky Knight, wait a minute. We'll be on Backcave 2.0 today. 12 to 3, 91.7 FM, Batcave2pint.com. I will be retweeting everything that I'm talking about today. And Batcave presents that work mixtape by one, and that's on Reverb Nation, Batcave2p0. Okay, if y'all need some edits for any radio stations or whatever, make sure you hit up Machete King. He's on one track for $7 and five tracks for $25. Hit him up, keep it clean. And all that good stuff. Shout out to everybody that hit me up on Twitter. And also Nina Capone. I'm very shocked that she hit me up. And also, shout out to C's. He's on Twitter now, huh? And Molly Raw 17. What up, what up? And everybody else that I did not get a chance to get to, I apologize. But I appreciate y'all coming through. And all that EQ, what up? Shout out to him, too, for coming through and making some good points about the show, that is the last one of the year, and all that good stuff. So I had a blast, y'all. Y'all always do me justice without Aired Out Radio. You know, without y'all, it wouldn't be no Aired Out Radio. So I'll check y'all out next Monday, 10 to 1. And guess what? y'all officially been. And I appreciate y'all comments too.